Blog Talk Radio.
Y'all tell the people them, no?
Welcome to God in the Midst Christian Fellowship Ministry. Our host is Apostle Barbara Kizzee. Thank you for joining us today. Our lines will be open so you can call 516-418-5699 with your comments, questions, personal prophecy, or prayer requests. Again, our number is 516-418-5699. And God bless to everyone who called in and everyone in the chat room. God in the Midst, otherwise known as GITM or Get 'em Radio, is an apostolic ministry whose charge is to help encourage, edify, and equip the people of God who are called to home churches, small churches, our parachurch ministries. For those of you who are joined us for the first time, home churches, small churches, and parachurch ministries may be small in number, but we know when we are faithful with a few things, the Lord make us ruler over much. We're featuring home, small, and parachurch ministries by interviewing them as well as presenting special, encouraging, and educational things monthly. We hope that as you hear these broadcasts, the Lord will confirm what he has placed on your heart. It may encourage you to step out boldly. It may even catapult you to the next dimension in the Lord and ministry.
Y'all tell the people them, no?
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Welcome, 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 everyone, to God in the Midst, Get 'em Radio. Hallelujah. Amen. This is your host, Apostle Barbara Kizzee. Let's open up with a word of prayer. Lord, we bless you. We honor you. We love you. We adore you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for your word that says that if two or more are gathered together in your name, there you are in the midst. We thank you for being in the midst tonight, Lord God. We are so excited about you and what you're doing here tonight. We bless you. We love you. And Lord God, we lift up each and every person that's on the line right now and those who will even listen in the future. We thank you for your touch upon each and every one of us. In the name of Jesus, strengthen, Lord God, with might in the inner man by your Holy Spirit. And we thank you right now that all of our spirits are at attention and we're ready for you in this boot camp. Hallelujah. Basic training is spiritual warfare, and we give you praise and glory in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Well, welcome. I'm very excited, and I'm excited to just go ahead and turn everything over to our speaker. But for those of you who may be new, this is our third part of a five-part series called Boot Camp, Basic Training in Spiritual Warfare. And our speaker, our teacher, our imparter, our activator by the Spirit of the Lord, hallelujah, is Pastor Helen Price. Now, if you have not heard parts one and part two, I'm going to say to you, all you need to do is Google or Bing, any search engine, put in Get 'Em Radio Boot Camp or Get 'Em Radio Pastor Helen Price. Amen. And then you'll be able to get all of the other parts, part one and part two, because all of it is so good. All of it is all together from the Lord. Amen. So without any further ado, I want to introduce to some and present to others our very own Pastor Helen Price. Of course, God's very own Pastor Helen Price. Welcome, Pastor Price.
God bless you, Apostle. Thank God for you. And as always, I'm so very, very honored when you ask me to be able to be on your Get 'Em Radio broadcast, God in the Mist radio broadcast. I'm so grateful to God for you, and I thank God for you. I'm so blessed by God that sometimes there are people that don't know that we are actually blood sisters. We got the same mama, so, and the same daddy. And so sometimes it's good to say that so people can know that we're really, really related, because we call each other sisters and brothers. And I know that the relationship we have in the Lord, it is just so wonderful to not only be natural sisters, but thank God that we are spiritual sisters in the Lord. I thank God for the wonderful hand of God upon your life, for the ministry that he has called you to, for the impact of the ministry. There are things that God has you doing and are you're gifted to do that I'm telling you it takes two or three people to do just what you're doing. And I wouldn't presume to walk in the shoes that you walk in. I praise God for you. I think about how that through the years, that God would send me, and you call me your spiritual mom. I count it an honor and privilege to have been able to be a part of your life. I'm talking about in sowing seeds of time and so forth. I'm talking about in your life. But I often think about Elijah and Elijah and how that Elijah ended up doing double what Elijah did. And as I watched the anointing, and I've watched you over the years that you walked in the Lord, and I'm not just trying to say that to stroke you. I've looked at you and looked at your life. You're one of God's generals in the Lord, one of his generals in the army of the Lord. And I thank God for you, and I thank God for all of the tremendous hand, the training that God did in your life, and the tremendous hand of God upon your life. I didn't know I was going to say this tonight, but he had me to say that. There's a reason, and I know he knows the reason that he had me to say that tonight. So I thank God for you, because I've seen the healing anointing that flows in and through your life, the ministry of reaching souls. He that winneth souls is wise, and you're really one that is just really, God has called you to be one of his very best. I mean, I've watched you through the years, and I praise God. I'm so honored by what God is doing in your life. And so I praise God and thank God for you, Apostle Kizzy, and thank God for, and I love you, and I love you, Pastor Mom. I thank God for you, Pastor Catherine, because I know you all in the house together. I want to honor all of you all, because I thank God for a mom who is Pastor Mom, our mother, who has been a woman of faith and prayer as long as we can ever remember. Yes. I mean, anytime somebody would get up every morning at 3:00 in the morning and pray and then go back to bed for a little bit and then get up and go to work. I've been a hardworking woman, but a woman of integrity. Hallelujah. A woman of integrity and of honor. A woman who has been my mom, our mom, has been one that I learned the lesson that there is he that scattereth and yet increaseth. There is he that withholdeth more than his meat, but it will tend to poverty. My mom was never stingy. Her and my dad were never, never stingy. They would give out. I mean, they would disperse food. If you want, they want people wanted something to eat, they knew where to find it. And they were always giving and always being a blessing. So I thank God for you, Pastor Mom. And then Pastor Catherine, you're right there. I call you my strong, strong sister in the Lord. I thank God so much for you, for the wisdom, the knowledge, and the good understanding that God has given unto you. When you open your mouth, Pastor Catherine, I listen. When you open your mouth, I truly listen to what you have to say. We are a blessed family. We're a blessed family. Yes. I believe that all moms, we have seven of us. One has gone to be with the Lord, Martha, and she is was an usher in the Lord, wonderful woman of God. And then now each one of us have been called to the gospel ministry. So I don't know why God had me to do an introduction in that way, but I thank God for each one of you, for Apostle. Again, I'm so honored to be here. Never take it for granted. I've been in ministry now for over 40 years, but I never just take it for granted when God opens the door of utterance. And this month of the utterance is a God-given time to impart what he has put up on our hearts. So I thank God for you, Apostle, Pastor Mom, Pastor Catherine, and all of the precious saints in their respective places, and to those who may listen to this in 2055, if Jesus tarries to come, it might be the year 3000, be through the year 3000, if Jesus tarries to come, and you may be listening to this. And so we just honor each one of you today and give glory to God for each and every one of you, and I thank God for you today. So we're going to go right into the Word of God today. And Father God, we worship you as always. We praise you in the beauty of your holiness. We give thanks to you with a grateful heart. We thank you for your good and goodness, for your tender mercies, your amazing grace, and for your love and your kindnesses. We thank you for the greatness and magnitude of your love for us, and that you gave the very best that you had to give, which is your precious darling son, Jesus Christ, your only begotten son. And we want to thank you, Lord Jesus, for who you are in our lives. We love you, Lord Jesus. We thank you for being our Savior, our Lord, our God, our constant companion, our very best friend. We always want to thank you for your precious blood that was shed for us, for your body that was broken for us, that we might be brought into right standing with the Father, that we might be redeemed, that we might be reconciled, that we might be sanctified, that we might have a better covenant based on better promises, where we can now have a relationship with God our Father and have eternal, everlasting life and life more abundantly. And then we thank you, Lord Jesus, that you told us it was for our benefit that you go away. For you said if you go not away, then the Comforter, the precious Holy Spirit, would not come unto us. You didn't want to leave us as orphans or without the help that we would need. So you gave us a divine helper, the precious Holy Spirit. And you said when he has come, he would lead and guide us in all truth. He would show us things to come. He would magnify and glorify you, Lord Jesus Christ. He would take the things of you and reveal them unto us. He would shed love abroad in our heart that we can even love the unlovely. He would give us the power, the might, the ability, and the strength that we need to witness, to serve, and to love. Oh, precious Holy Spirit, we're so grateful to you today because you're called the Spirit of Grace and the Spirit of Supplication. That Spirit of Grace, you're the Spirit of every earthly blessing, favor, and special ability for what we need to do. So I'm looking to you for that ability tonight, precious Holy Spirit. I'm looking to you to speak through me and to me tonight, to speak to our hearts tonight with clarity, accuracy, with simplicity, and with a good understanding, and that the word would go forth truly unhindered and unchecked by any outside forces. So our eyes are upon you, Lord God Almighty, in the name of Jesus. And we're saying, Lord, have your way today. We yield to you that what you want to say to our hearts tonight, that you'll make it so plain that even a little child will be able to understand it. Lord, my eyes are upon you. My ears are listening to you by your Spirit. And I thank you. Thank you, precious Holy Spirit, for the anointing tonight. And I give you praise, Lord God. I give you glory. I give you honor. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. I give you glory tonight, and I give you thanks in Jesus' name. Amen. As we come on tonight, I thank God again for the invitation by Apostle Kizzy. And I thank God that we have at our services that we have on Wednesday nights with our church, we have a service that's called Date Night with Jesus. And when the Lord had me to do that, I said, well, Lord, couldn't we just call it Wednesday Night Bible Study? He said, no, I want it called Date Night with Jesus because I want people to come and turn aside and come away with me for a little bit. And he didn't make it real late. He didn't make it, you know, real early. He said, but just those few minutes will mean a lot in people's lives. He reminded me that when my husband and I would go to dinner or go on date nights, or we would go to the Marriott and spend a weekend together, or we would go away together to the Renaissance Hotel. When we would go together, we would to go places together, then we would talk about things that were important on our heart, that was important to us. And the Lord said that date night with him is a time when we talk about things that is important to his heart, where his heart is at. Well, to my surprise, the thing that was important to him, he said, is that I want my people to be trained. He said, I want to remind you, Helen, of the spiritual warfare, but I also want my people to be trained. There were things that I saw that I had suffered loss in some areas in my life. And I had suffered loss because faith doesn't come by having heard. Now, that's one thing. You can't have faith by saying, well, I heard that already. I heard that. No, faith comes by hearing on a continual basis, by hearing and hearing and hearing the word of God. There is a virtue to reading and meditating in the word because Joshua 1:8 says if we would meditate day and night in the word, we would make our way prosperous and we would have good success. And then Psalms 1 says we would be like the tree planted by the rivers of water. We would bear fruit in our season. Our leaf would not wither or fade, and all that we would do would prosper. So prosperity comes and is associated with meditating day and night in God's word. Well, faith comes, though, by hearing. Because as it goes into the ear gate, it goes down into the heart, and it will come out of our mouth. And faith must be not only in our heart, but it must be in our mouth in order to affect a change in things that are going on. My daughter told me today I was playing a song, and I was playing a Christian song. And she said, oh, Mom, she said, Mama, she said, this song is all in me now. She said, and she was just singing it. And I said, that's the purpose of it. The Lord says in his word that we're to sing psalms and hymns and make melody in our heart to the Lord. And when we worship him, worship and praise, as another week we'll talk about that, is one of the weapons of our warfare. You may just be one single praise away from your victory. So when we begin to worship the Lord and sing psalms and hymns every day, now there has to be a balance. There must be a balance. I've seen people who can sing very, very well, but their faith is very weak because that's all they do is listen to music. I've seen men of God do that. They will listen to music, and they love that good old-time music, and they love music, but they won't spend quality time in the word of God. That goes for women, too. So it has to be a balance, and faith comes by hearing on a continual basis. Now, what I'm going to do in these few moments in talking about how the Lord began to lead me to do a basic training in spiritual warfare because he didn't want us to suffer loss, I'm going to do a quick review. I did not want because I want to jump into immediately what our third week is about. But remember, faith comes by hearing on a continual basis. When we have young people that are in going to school, whether it be preschool or whether it be getting into kindergarten and first and second, repetition is so important that we do get repetition. Even when I got in other classes like algebra and trigonometry, and I went on into calculus, they told us that when we got in calculus, because calculus is like a grand crescendo. It's a grand crescendo of algebra and geometry and trigonometry and all of those things coming together. And people, they often say to you, you don't fail calculus. You really don't fail. You have failed somewhere in algebra, in trigonometry, or in geometry because there are theorems and postulates that we must know. I'm talking about these things that we have to learn in those other classes and retain them, not just to know that we got to retain them. And a lot of that comes from either keeping it before your eyes, and continuing to say it over and continue to practice over and over again. So what we're going to do is we're going to go through our review. I'm going to try my best to go as quickly as I can through this review so that we can have time for us to be able to fellowship as we get through. And as we do, I'm asking you to put your catchers out. Put your back your ears. Listen up as much as you can. I'm going to ask God, you know, on Sunday mornings, we join my mom and Apostle with their service on Sunday mornings. We have ours at 3 o'clock on Sunday, but my mom, Pastor Mom and Apostle, their service at East St. Louis Christian Center Church is at 11 o'clock. Well, sometimes I don't go to bed till 5 or 6 o'clock because my prayer time is between 12 and 4 o'clock a.m. So if I'm just getting in the bed maybe at 5 or 6 o'clock in the morning or even 7 o'clock in the morning, by the time 11 o'clock would come, I'd still be sleepy. So there was a time when sometimes I'd get on the phone, but I'd fall asleep. And Apostle would be saying, now we're going to do the declarations, and we're going to do the declarations, and we're going to declare of who he is and who God is in our lives. And I remember one day I was falling asleep. I had called into the program, but I was falling asleep. And as I was falling asleep, all of a sudden, Jesus appeared before my eyes. I went, whoa. And then I closed my eyes a second time, and there he appeared again. He said, you will not fall asleep. You will not. He said, you, from this time forth, you're going, when those decrees and those declares begin to go forth, you will say them right along with her, and you'll stay awake. If I have to get up and get me a little tea and sit on the side of the bed, I get up now so I can be a part of it. So I'm asking God, keep y'all woke. I'm asking God, those who may be tired, because I know in some places right now, it's 10 and 11 o'clock. Somebody's been out all day long working. But I'm asking that the Lord would allow you to be able to partake of this today and partake of the word, even of the review, because there may be something that's said in the review that may be a blessing unto your heart and unto your mind. And if not, if you just can't keep your eyes open and it's just too difficult to do that, remember, the archives are there too on the Get 'Em Radio program. And you can Google that and get 'Em and look up this week, which is the third week of this by basic training in spiritual warfare. Glory to God. So the first week that we began this spiritual warfare, the Lord wanted us to establish that we are soldiers of the living God. Remember, in basic training in the armed forces of the United States, soldiers must be trained. They must become familiar with the following. They must become familiar with their Army officer and enlisted ranks. They got to memorize the Army general orders. They have to memorize the soldier's creed, general orders, code of conduct, and soldier's code. They must be trained in who they are now that they're soldiers. And they must be trained in their weapons. Some train the M16. My precious niece, Stacy, told us that she was not only a recruiter, but a retainer. And she would train even the troops, her recruits, even before they went into basic training. Because if you went into basic training and did not know how to take that rifle apart, put it and clean it and put it back together properly, you would be behind even in basic training. So she always desired to have at least 3 months that she could spend with her recruits, and they would be retained and stay because they were trained well. She said if she got somebody that maybe only had a month, sometimes they would be somewhat behind. But she would train them in how to use their weapons. And then they had to learn how the dress code, how to be dressed properly. Well, that's what we as Christians, we're soldiers in the army of the Lord. And as soldiers, there are things that we have to know and things that we must learn. And that's what this this basic training in spiritual warfare is all about. It's being trained in certain areas in spiritual things so that we can go forth. Now, one of our main scriptures for this time is 2 Timothy, the second chapter, verse 2 through 4. Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. He tells us to endure hardness. He calls us as a good soldier. We're called soldiers in 2 Timothy 2, verse 2 through 4. We're to be a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No man that warreth Verse 4 says, so in a war, entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who has chosen him to be a soldier. God chooses us. The moment that we come in to know Jesus Christ as our Savior, our Lord, and our God, we're enlisted into God's army as soldiers. And he exhorts us to be a good soldier, that we may please the one who's chosen us to be a soldier. In 1 Corinthians 9 and verse 7, it says, no soldier goes to warfare at his own expense. Here again, we're called soldiers. He said, you're not going to get in this army and have to be on your own, a lone ranger. I'm the one, Jesus says, that's going to back you, that's going to be with you. Glory to God. And then I love the one in Ecclesiastes 8:8 says that there is no discharge in this army. No, there's no retirement from this army. From the time that we come in to know Jesus Christ until we behold his face in glory, there's no discharge in this army. So when we began on that first week of this training, we have to establish that we have an identity package that does include that we're soldiers of the living God. And this soldier part is not just something that, you might say, well, I don't want to be enlisted in this, whether you like it or not. You're enlisted into the army of God. And so we've got to know who we are as soldiers in the Lord. We have an identity package. And in that identity package, it's so very important that we must know who we are in Christ Jesus, that we're believers in him. We're called believers in Jesus Christ. That's very important because as we go down a little further today, we understand that there are signs and wonders that follow those who believe in Jesus Christ. We're children of God. We're a chosen. If you're in Christ and he is your Savior, Lord, and God, this is your identity package. You're a believer. You're a child of God. You're a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar person, God's own special people. You're special. We see in Ephesians 2:10 tells us that we're his workmanship. You're his workmanship. You're created in Christ for good works. You're God's masterpiece. You're listening today? You're God's masterpiece. That person is listening maybe in the year 2055 or 3000. Listen, you're God. If you have asked Jesus into your heart and life, you are his masterpiece. And if you haven't, you can do so now. Say, Jesus, I ask you to come into my heart, to come into my life, to be my Savior, be my Lord, be my God. I repent of all my sins in Jesus' name. Just ask him in. He said, for whosoever, in Romans 10 and verse 13, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. So if you called on him and you asked him into your heart, you believed on him, then you're his workmanship. You're his handiwork. You don't make any junk. You're his work of art. You can say to yourself and put your hand on your heart and say, I'm God's work of art. I see people that they look at themselves and they know that they are absolutely beautiful. Psalms 1 and handsome. Psalm 139 and verse 14 says, we're fearfully and wonderfully made by God. We're fearfully. God don't make junk. You're fearfully and wonderfully made by him. Then we also see in the identity package that we talked about the first week that we're kings and priests under our God. We're heirs of God, joint heirs with Jesus Christ. It says in Romans 8:17, we're an ambassador of Jesus Christ. Did you know you're an ambassador? You're one of God's personal representatives. You can look back when we go back over, you go back over that first message that we ministered on this in 2 Corinthians 5:20. We are God's personal representative. We're ambassadors. We can call you an ambassador for the Lord because we're the ones who say to people, we encourage and urge people to be at peace with God and to be reconciled to God through his precious darling son, Jesus Christ. You're an ambassador. Then the word of God says that we're righteous in 2 Corinthians 5:21. Jesus took our sin and gave us his royal robes of righteousness. We're called friends of God. I am a friend of God. You are a friend of God. He said, I don't call you servants any longer in John 15:13-15. He said, but I've called you friends. And then we're called the redeemed of the Lord. God has bought us back with his own precious mighty blood and his body that was broken. He's redeemed us from every work of the devil, every curse of the law and the hand of the enemy. And then we're called the sanctified ones, that we've been set apart for a holy purpose. I love that so much because when we come into Jesus Christ positionally, he sanctifies us by his body and his blood, Hebrews 10:10 says. Then we're sanctified by the precious Holy Spirit in Romans 15:16. And then progressively, on a daily basis and renewing our mind, we're sanctified and set apart and established as holy through his word and through his truth in John 17:17. Then we're called the reconciled ones in Jesus Christ. That means we're no longer enemies of God, according to Colossians 1:22. And then we're new creations. We're a new creature in Christ Jesus. We have a new identity in him. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And then the word of God says we're saved. Oh, I'm saved by his power divine, saved to new life, the sublime. Life now is sweet and my joy is complete because I'm saved, saved, saved in Romans 10:9-10. And then we went over at the beginning of this that we're good soldiers. We're to be good soldiers. We're soldiers in the army of the Lord. That's a part of our identity package. We need to know who we are in him. And then on that same first week that we did the message, we also had to establish who our commander-in-chief is. And our commander-in-chief, as we saw, is Jesus Christ. He's called the great head of the church. We look in the United States that in the United States, the commander-in-chief of the United States and of all the armed forces is the president, whoever that president may be. Well, the commander, our commander-in-chief in the army of the Lord, the great head of the church, is Jesus Christ. In Ephesians 1:22 and Ephesians 5:23, he's called the great head of the church. And he's the one who gives us his divine commission and backs us as we go. Jesus is the captain of our salvation, it says in Hebrews 2:10, and he's the captain of our faith in Hebrews 12:2. So as soldiers in the army, it's so very important that we become intimately acquainted. Listen now, listen. It's so important, soldier of the living God, saints of the living God, it is so very important that we become very intimately acquainted with God as our commander-in-chief. Why is that so important? Why is that important? Because God says, he does not want us to worry or be fretful about anything, no matter what it is. He said, as your commander-in-chief and the captain of your salvation, I want you to cast all of your cares upon me, the Lord says. He said, casting all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. So we may have a drill sergeant. We have a president who's a commander-in-chief. We know of President Joe Biden, but we don't have a close, intimate relationship with him. But through the precious Holy Spirit, every single one of us can have an intimate relationship with God. And he's saying to us, as your commander-in-chief, I want you to cast all your cares upon me, he says. He said, I don't want you to be worried about anything. I don't want you to be anxious about anything, but I want you to pray about everything. And then let my peace, he says, that passes all understanding, keep and guard your heart and mind through Jesus Christ. God wants us to know his character and his nature so much that he is a God of love. He's a God of love. He said, with everlasting love have I drawn thee. He said, I'm a God of love and mercy and of compassion. And he said, he just wants us to know just how much he loves us. And he said, we must never forget the greatness and magnitude of his powerful love for us and that he gave the very best that he had to give, which is his precious darling son, Jesus Christ. And then he said these words in Romans 8:32, if he gave his son for us, how would he not also with him freely give us all things? Oh, saints of God, he wants us to know him as the commander-in-chief because he wants us to know and always remember that nothing is too hard for him. You know, there are things that President Joe Biden can't do. But God says there's nothing too hard for me. God wants us to know today that he's still doing miracles. He said, I'm still in the miracle working business. And he said, I don't want you to limit me. I don't want you to limit your commander-in-chief. I don't want you to limit the captain of your salvation, the captain of your faith. He said, don't limit me, my children. That's why he's having us to be trained, and so we can come to know this commander. We got to know our commander-in-chief. I love that Apostle has been having us to do to be able to write the names of God from A to Z, Alpha to Omega, A to Z. Every to go through each one, go through the ABC. For every letter of the ABC, write who God is to us and who he is. And there's so much that he is to us. And that's why, and so we've got to know our commander in chief so that we won't limit him. Then on week two, we went through three more parts. We went through that, first of all, we're in a warfare with an organized enemy, that we must know that the greater one is in us and that we're called to resist the enemy. And so the first thing we established on week two is we're definitely in a warfare, whether we want to be or not. And somebody said, well, the devil don't bother me. I'm not going to bother him. No, he's just doing his job. We've got to do our job. We've got to know that we're in a warfare. That's why this boot camp and basic training in spiritual warfare is so important. That's why even the review is important. Because as you go back over things, it will still shore you up on the inside. You know, when he began to expand, when he began to tell people to strengthen your stakes and begin to expand, expansion always has to be a time that you're strengthened so you'll be able to stand in that, that you can be able to stand in that promised land, that you'll be able to have victory no matter how things look. And the biggest battle in this warfare is between our ears. That's why when we begin to listen to things through our ears, you got the world, the flesh, and the devil that would try to impart things into our ears to get down in our heart and to come out of our mouth to affect our environment. So we have to know that God wants us trained and to know that the biggest battle sometimes will be between the ears. And the war that we're involved in is one that involves difficulties, tribulations, trials, and tests, troubles that come and we encounter in our life. And so we've got to be able to know that there is a warfare going on. But remember that our warfare is not with carnal. We established that on that second week. It's not with flesh and blood, but it's through God to the pulling down of strongholds. We're told what to fight and who to fight. We're told to fight in 1 Timothy 6:12, the good fight of faith. And then we must know again, and I say that again to you because that's important, because sometimes we forget. The word says that our warfare is not with flesh and blood. So it's not with our husband, it's not with our wife, our dog, our cat, our sister, our brother, other saints of God. It's not with our children, it's not with our parents, our neighbor, our friend, our employer, our coworker, our classmate, or our teacher. We don't fight against flesh and blood, but we know that there are different ranks of spirits that are organized into ranks, and they have come down with great wrath, principalities and powers, rulers of the darkness of this world, and wicked spirits in high places. They're organized, and somebody said that they're disciplined. I don't know about all of that, but I know that the word of God says in Revelation 12:12 that the enemy has come down with great wrath because he knows his time is short. But we can remember this one thing. We don't have to worry, because remember who our commander-in-chief is. Remember the greatness of who he is. Remember that the word of God says in 1 John 4:4 that greater is Jesus Christ in us than he that is in the world. And that through, and the word says in Romans 8 and verse 37, we're more than a conqueror. You and I are more than a conqueror. The only thing we have to do, and this is what this is all about, building our faith in the Bible fact that we have a commander in chief who is great. He's great. Greater is he. Greater is he than anything that the enemy would try to do. So we don't have to have a spirit of fear. We can know that God is backing us. The great I am that I am, Jehovah, the great I am that I am. He is El Shaddai, the all-sufficient one, God Almighty, hallelujah. So we must remember again in this that the greater one, Jesus Christ, is in us than anybody or anything that's in the world. And then we're called to resist that enemy we saw on that second week. We're called to resist him. 1 Peter 5:8 and 9 says, be sober, be vigilant. Because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour, whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. So we're the called to be resistors. We're to resist the enemy. And think about that word. One of the words I know Apostle looked up last night about garrison. I would challenge you to look up the word resist. Look up the word resist, saints of God. If it's a resistance there, there's something that's not going to try to move easily. It's not going to want to move easily. That's why we've got to be trained in basic training in spiritual warfare. So when the enemy tries to resist us, we've got to be able to know that our commander-in-chief is right there. And whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved and delivered. Jesus, you don't know what one name, Jesus, help me, Lord. Jesus, Jesus. And then we got to have faith in that name. We got to have faith in that name. That's what we're going to go over today. So today on week three, we're covering part six and seven in week three. That we have been given delegated authority by God, and that Jesus is our great example to follow. As a soldier in the army of the Lord, we must know and remember that from the beginning of time, saints of God, that God gave to men and women dominion, power, and authority. We were made to walk in dominion. We were made to walk in power. We were made by God to walk in authority. Genesis 1:26-28 says, and God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over the cattle and over all the earth and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. It said, let them have dominion. Let us make man in our image after our likeness. He said, he's a God of power and authority. He has dominion. We're going to make man after our image and our likeness. And one of the first things he said is, we're going to let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, the fowl of the air, over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. Somebody said, we even have authority over creeps, whatever that means. Glory to God. So God created man in his own image, verse 27 says, in the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. And God blessed them. Who did he bless? Male and female. And God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion. That means power and authority over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. From the very beginning of time, God made you and he made me and his mankind to have authority, power, and dominion. Well, we know that that power, and when that delegated that power and authority was given away through sin in the garden, and we were sold on the auction block of sin. We were sold. That's why we had to be redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ. We were sold on the auction block of sin. You remember when the sin of murder came in, and when that sin of murder came in, and it said that sin is creeping, is crouching at your door, he told Cain. He said, sin is crouching at your door, and it desires to have you. Well, if you can see where slaves were put on the auction block, and there were ones who would bid for the slaves on the auction block. We were sold into sin because of the first Adam. And one sin says, I'll have him, I'll have her. The sin of gluttony, excessive appetite, oh, I'll have her. The sin of homosexuality and lesbianism say, I'll have her. The sin of lust, I'll have her, of lying and cheating and stealing, so I'll have her. Those are the ones making the bid on people's lives. That's why even we got to know, even them little precious little babies born in the world, the word of God says every single person is born in sin and shaped in iniquity. And every single one of us, no matter how good we are, you'll be a good sinner, but we've been sold into sin. And we've got to be redeemed and bought back through the blood of Jesus Christ. He's the one that paid the price for us. So now Jesus came that we might have delegated authority. He gave his life. That no longer will we be on that auction block of sin and death. Jesus has given us delegated authority and power to use his name. My pastor used to say this about the name of Jesus. He said, it's our stamp on our letter. He said, without the name of Jesus, our prayers will not work or go anywhere. You know, you ever put a letter and sometimes it'll come back to you because if you didn't put a stamp on it, it's not going anywhere. Even if you don't put enough stamps on it, sometimes it don't go anywhere. But Jesus has given you and me delegated authority and power. Matthew 28 and verse 18, as he was getting ready to go into heaven and had come back to talk with his disciples, I believe that was their date night with Jesus. In Matthew 28 and verse 18, he gave them the Great Commission. Then Jesus came to them and said, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. He came to them to first of all let them know, look, I've got all authority. All power in heaven and earth has been given unto me, Jesus says. And then in Mark 16 and verse 17, it says, and these signs shall follow them that believe. Remember in our identity package, we're believers. If you're in Christ, you are a believer. And he said, these signs follow them that believe. Now he's given us delegated authority now to use his name. He said, in my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. So then after the Lord has spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven and set on the right hand of God, and they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word with signs following. Amen. So we understand that God has given to you and me. We're talking to soldiers now, the soldier part of you. We're talking to you, the soldier part of you, the believer part of you. We're talking to you right now as a soldier in the army of the Lord. God says, he said, I'm giving you delegated authority to use my name. And Luke 10 and verse 19, these are verses that we need to keep before our eyes at all times. Jesus said, behold, I give unto you power. Luke 10, 19, Jesus said, behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. He said, I'm giving you power and authority. That's why he gave us his name. Philippians 2, verse 9 and 3:11 says, wherefore God also hath highly exalted him, that's Jesus Christ, and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow of things. I love the way the King James Bible says it. Every knee should bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth. If it's a thing, whatever thing it is, whether it be weakness, sickness, disease, infirmity, pain, or discomfort, whether it be poverty, lack, or want, or not enough, whether it be every disturbance of peace and joy, whether it be a bondage or a habit, it has to bow its knee to the name that's above every single name, the name of Jesus Christ. And that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Know this day that God has given us delegated authority to use his name. I want you to put your hand on your heart and say with me, Lord, I thank you that I will remember that you have given me delegated authority to use your name. Now, the next part is that Jesus is our great example of how to use that authority and power. We need to always keep this before our eyes, this particular aspect of who Jesus is. Jesus, in the word of God, he would always rebuke a thing and then give a charge, a command, and an order. In Matthew 4, verse 39, it says, Jesus rebuked the wind and the waves and commanded and ordered them to be quiet and still. Or other words, peace be still. That was a command and an order. He rebuked the winds first. He rebuked it, and then he would give it a command and an order. And that's what God wants us to do. When using his name, we rebuke a thing. We rebuke all pain and discomfort in your body right now in Jesus' name. We rebuke all poverty, lack, and want, and not enough from over you in Jesus' name. We rebuke everything that's not of God in your life and in our lives in Jesus' name. And we order and command it in Jesus' name to leave us and not return. Something is, when we get before God and we stand before God in heaven and we will look there, and I know he's going to be wiping away some tears because he said he'll wipe away all tears. He's going to say, why didn't you use the authority that I gave unto you? Why didn't you rebuke that in Jesus' name and charge and command it to leave and not return? And it's a simple thing. In Mark 9, Mark the 9th chapter, verse 17 through 27, Jesus, there was a little boy who had a suicide and dumb spirit. Because suicide is a spirit. There are people that will tell you blank across the line that if somebody commits suicide, they go into hell. They don't know that. They don't know that. They don't know what kind of a spirit that will come upon a person. I told the story about how when I traveled around the world and I had gotten to Germany, and there was so many news on the thing about them killing black folks over there in Germany, and I was over there as a missionary, and I'd run out of money. And so at that time, you couldn't just call from people's houses or from where you were at. You had to go down to the post office and do it. And I had to walk a few blocks to go down there, but I had to cross a big bridge in order to go down to the post office. Never in my whole life had I ever contemplated and had any sense about suicide. But I can remember going down there when I called and talked to my husband. He said, Helen, he said, I don't have any more money to send you overseas. He said, if God wants you to stay over there, he said, God's going to have to provide. And so as I began to walk back And I'm coming back because I don't know what I'm going to do. I have no money. I'm in Germany, in Frankfurt, Germany, and my next stop was scheduled to be in London, England. I've been around the world to a certain place, and now here, and I only have coins left, and they don't change coins when you go through. They don't change your coins through. When I got to the bridge, a spirit came up on my mind and said, why don't you just jump off this bridge and kill yourself? Isn't that the craziest thing that, suicide? Then the Lord said, Helen, don't do that. And I looked and I saw for the first time in my life, I saw that suicide is like a spirit. It's a spirit. And I remember going on, and I always tell the story about the lady took me, when I got back, she couldn't speak English. I couldn't speak German, but she took me my hands in both of her hands and said, Helen, you go back to America. And she said, you send me money when you get home, because I was staying in a B&B, a bed and breakfast. And sure enough, I was able, because I had my ticket already, and I was able to fly on into London. But when I got to London, God touched her heart. Somebody had given a special advisor to the president, had given them $500 in American Express traveler's checks. And he said he was on his way back to Nigeria. And he said, Ellen, I want you to have this. My name is Helen. But he said, Ellen, I want you to have this. And one of the first things I did when he gave me that $500 was send that lady that money back to Germany. And I went on and was in London for a while, and then I went on over to New York and other places that God has sent me as he sent me around the world. But I was saying that, I said that to say that here was this little boy in Mark 9:17-21, who Jesus rebuked that suicide and dumb spirit that had often thrown that little boy into the fire and into the waters to destroy him. And charged and commanded that spirit. Jesus rebuked that spirit from off that boy. And then he charged and commanded that spirit to come out of him and enter no more into him. God may be giving you discerning of spirits. You may see a suicide spirit. And I've seen that on people. I've had to pray that somebody, there are people, men and women, that I've seen, and I could see a suicide spirit coming up on their mind because they were too perplexed to know what to do, how to do. They couldn't see no way out. And so as a result of that, they wanted to just end it all. And I would go behind the scenes. I would rebuke that suicide spirit from off of them and charge and command it to leave them and don't you come back. In Jesus' name. So that's what Jesus would do. He would rebuke a thing, charge and command it to leave, and tell it to enter no more. Now the disciples followed the example of Jesus Christ, using the delegated authority of the name of Jesus to also rebuke a thing in the name of Jesus Christ. And they would also give a charge and a command and an order. One of the things in Acts 3, when Peter and them came upon the man, they came upon him and they said, Peter said, silver and gold in Acts 3, verse 6. Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ, this is a command. He said, rise up and walk. And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up. And immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. And he leaping up, stood and walked and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. Read Acts 3 when you get a chance. And then in Acts 3 and verse 16, it says, and his name, through faith in his name, have made this man strong, whom you see and know. Yea, the faith which is by him has given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all. Saints of God, Acts 3:16 is so very important. It's just as important. You saw John 3:16. Well, we got Acts 3:16. Acts 3:16 says you've got to have faith in that name. See, when you begin to rebuke a thing in Jesus' name, remember that word resist. Now, we talked about resist. We've got to resist. We're resistors. That thing is going to say, I don't want to go nowhere. You say, oh, no. You will bow your knee to the name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus, the word of God. We'll be going over, Lord willing, I think it's either next week or next week, I believe it is, over the weapons of our warfare. But this week, we have to understand, we've got to have faith in that name. He's given us delegated authority to use that name. But it's only by faith in that name. I've seen where I rebuke the thing, and then God gives me a witness when it leaves. Sometimes I'll burp, or sometimes there are other things that will happen that will let me know it's leaving and has left, and he'll leave. Maybe it might be seem like a little hesitant, but it got to go. We rebuke all pain from off your stomach. Somebody on this online right now, rebuke every vestige of all pain from off of your stomach in Jesus' name. I charge and command every foul and unclean spirit to get off of you and get off of your stomach, leave you and never come back in Jesus' name. And so then in Acts 16 and verse 18, it says, and this, there was a woman that was following behind Paul and his disciples. And she did that many days. She had a spirit. But Paul, being grieved, turned and said to that spirit, I command thee in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her. And he came out that same hour. So we got to know he's given us delegated authority. In fact, God has given us keys. Matthew 16:19 says, and Matthew 18:18, Jesus said, behold, I give unto thee the keys of the kingdom. When keys speak of authority, saints of God, keys speak. If you got a key to my house or you got a key to my car, you have the authority from me and the power to go out there and take my van or to take come into my house if you got the keys. Well, keys speak of authority and power. And God says, I'm putting keys in your hand. Listen, saints of God. He said, I'm putting some keys in your hand, the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Wait a minute. What does that mean? There's been the biggest arguments about what does it mean to bind and what does it mean to loose. Well, I'm so glad we have so many translations nowadays that we can look through that, about that. In the CJB Bible, it says, I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you prohibit and forbid on earth will be prohibited and forbidden in heaven. And whatever you permit on earth will be permitted in heaven. Apostle, my sister, Apostle Kizzy, she preached on about permission. Those keys give permission, whatever we give permission to. That's why we can't be going this, ha, 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 I just think I got this wrong with me and just be kidding. No, don't kid about things. Don't care about it. I often say that there was a friend of mine, and she's gone on to be with the Lord now, but she would ask her children, have you lost your mind? And two of her children, she said it so much, two of her children lost their minds. Don't say that. You say, oh, ain't nothing wrong with that, but death and life is in the power of the tongue. We'll look at that as one of the weapons. Also, in the CEV Bible, it says about that Matthew 16:19, I will give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven, and God in heaven will allow whatever you allow. But what you don't allow, he won't allow. So here we find out that word binding and loosing is whatever you permit, one says, he'll give permission. Whatever you forbid, if you permit or you forbid, it will be forbidden. Whatever you allow, he'll allow. You say, I don't allow this. Pain, get off of me. Get off my stomach. Get off my legs. Get off. I don't allow you. And then in the GNT Bible, it says, I will give you the keys of the kingdom. And what you prohibit on earth will be prohibited in heaven. What you permit on earth will be permitted in heaven. Then in the TLB Bible, it says, listen to this, saints. And I'm going to be finished in just a few seconds. He says, I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever doors you lock on earth shall be locked in heaven. Whatever doors you open on earth shall be opened in heaven. He said, you lock it. You lock it. Say, I lock this door. Door, you're locked. Door to poverty, lack, and want, I lock you up. You locked. You can't come back in my life. I lock you up. I lock you up. All poverty, lack, and want, and not enough. Then he said, and I love what it says in the Message Bible, the MSG Bible. He said, that's not all. You will have complete and free access to God's kingdom. Keys to open any and every door. No more barriers between heaven and earth, earth and heaven. A yes on earth is yes in heaven. A no on earth is no in heaven. Sometimes all we got to say is, yes, that's mine. Prosperity, plenty, more than enough. Healing, health, and wholeness. Deliverance, peace, and joy. Protection as I go in and come out. Yes, that belongs to me. It's mine. It's my, you've got to come sometimes, do like that little child does. Those children, they know from the time they almost get up big enough, mine, that's mine, mine. And you better not try to take it away. I know I'm being ebonic, but you better not try to take it away from them because they're going to say, that's mine, and they'll fight you for it. We have to say, yes, that's mine. And then it says a yes on earth is yes in heaven. A no on earth is no in heaven. Sometimes you don't know a whole lot of pressing no in Jesus' name. No, no. No pain, leave me. No swelling, leave me. No cancer, leave me. No heart problem, leave me. And then it says in the LEB Bible, it says, I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And again, it says, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever you release on earth will be released in heaven. I'm trying to get through. I only have just a few more sentences. I decree and declare. And then the NLG Bible says, I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you imprison, God will imprison. Whatever you set free, God will set free. I challenge you to go look up Matthew 16:19. And then in the NLT Bible, it says, whatever you forbid on earth will be forbidden in heaven. Whatever you permit on earth will be permitted in heaven. And the last one is the NTE Bible says, I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you tie up on earth will have been tied up in heaven. And whatever you untie on earth will have been untied in heaven. That's the authority God's given us. So today, as we close, remember that on week three, today, this is the week three, we've gone over two parts, 6 and 7. We've been given delegated authority by God. He made us to walk in dominion from the very beginning by the authority and power he's given unto us. We saw that Jesus Christ is our great example to follow. He would rebuke a thing and give it a charge to leave and never return. We have been given the keys to the kingdom of God. And in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we can bind, rebuke, forbid, arrest, resist, allow or not allow, permit or not permit, prohibit or not prohibit, lock or unlock. God bless you today, saints of God. And I pray that this may be a blessing to your hearts today in Jesus' name. Apostle, I turn it back over to you. God bless you.
Praise God. Praise God. Ooh, thank you so much. Hallelujah. Ooh, that was good. And it took me to so many different places. You know, as you were talking, hallelujah. Now, I'll say this. I usually have people to pray the prayer of salvation. Pastor Price already did that. Glory to God. Amen. And so I want to make a few comments before I open the lines. So I'm going to open the lines in just a few moments. Even if you've never been on this broadcast before, you can still press the number one key on your phone, and what will happen is on my studio, I will see that you, it's kind of like you just raised your hand, and I will see a light that comes on. So, so far, Minister Rachel has pressed her number one key. When we get ready, we'll go to Pastor Mom and Pastor Catherine first. We always open for them first. But anyone else, you have any questions, you have any comments, you have any prayer requests, if you want a word from the Lord, press your number one key. We have about an hour, so don't hesitate. Press your number one key. Amen. Amen. Because if there's not a word through Pastor Price, there may be a word through me. And I believe God, and sometimes he gives both of us a word for someone. Remember one time she had them from the waist up and I had them from the waist down. So, amen, amen. So, I believe that someone had called today for prayer. I hope you're here. And we'd be delighted to pray for you. Amen. So, Pastor Price, thank you so much. All that God has said to you tonight, just really good. You know, this authority, I'm thinking of several things, and I'll try to be brief so we can let other people begin to talk. But when you talked about the foot side spirit, and we plead the blood of Jesus over that in Jesus' name, I have had some experience with that, you know, praying, you know, spiritual warfare for people, that spirit. And one thing that I thought about was at one time when I was in New Jersey, I stayed with a family. And that spirit of suicide was in the house. And I was praying. Oh, my God. I was praying, because I know that God has sent me there for that time. For such a time as that. Well, there was some time that spirit would get on the mother. And, you know, I like pray her down from that. And then it would get on the children. and then had to pray for them. And then at night, I'd be laying in the bed, literally feel this suicide spirit running around the house. And for days I would stay, or nights, I would stay up during the night and I'd just be praying and praying. And the Lord said, go to sleep. And I was like, but I had to pray about this thing. And, you know, I prayed about it. And this is what he told me. He said, the right hand of the Lord is exalted. That's how he said. He said, the right hand of the Lord is exalted. He said, be in agreement with my right hand. My right hand is in this place. And I said, amen. And so he had me to put my right hand up, prop it against the wall, and go to sleep.
Hallelujah.
And that's what I did. And I'm telling you, after, I don't know if it was one or two nights after that, it left. So, you know, the right hand of the Lord is exalted. I've never heard anybody preach about that, but that's what he told me, and that's what, quote-unquote, worked. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. And then with authority, there have been times where, I remember when he first taught me this, I believe it was a child who bumped their head. They fell and they bumped their head. And I saw this knot about to come up on their head. And I began to pray by the Spirit of the Lord, taking authority, his delegated authority, and he had me to speak to that thing and say, you cannot set in, you cannot lay hold, you cannot go any course, but you must cease and desist right now in the name of Jesus. And that knot started to form, and that knot went down, and it did not form on that child's head. And since then, he has shown me is that any time that there's any kind of injury, I mean, we notice that, like, when a person is in a car accident and they get hit from behind and they call it whiplash. Well, a whiplash does not happen right then and there. The whiplash happens, it doesn't manifest itself until the next day. And so it takes time to set in. It takes hold. And so, we decline his permission to be here. And so that's the way he has taught me. That's along, you know, with what you're saying about you rebuke it, you order it, you give it a charge. Amen. And so this is so good. It's just a wonderful confirmation. It's a wonderful reminder. It's like I feel like I'm going back into a testimony, you know, the overcoming testimony. It's just bringing it up in my spirit of the things that God has done over time and that I've seen him do. Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
I probably have some more, but I want to open a line for other people. But thank you. Thank you, Pastor Price. Faith comes by hearing. And hearing by the word of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I know that many of you, if you've been doing spiritual warfare over the years, you're getting some confirmation. There's even some dots that are being connected right now from things that maybe the Lord told you to say a long time ago, and those dots are being connected. Now, I'm going to stop just for a second, and we say the blood of Jesus over this, that someone is dealing with lust right now. And
Jesus.
You've been praying and praying for this thing to get off you. Well, we join our faith together with you right now. We rebuke you, spirit of lust, right now. And the Lord said to tell you that this thing didn't start with you. You've been trying to get it off of you, started in the generations before you. And so right now in Jesus' name, we send the blood of Jesus back through the generations to this spirit of lust and say you have no right, you have no authority, you have no permission. And the blood of Jesus goes to the seed, the source, the alpha, and the genesis of this right now. And we command you to get off of them now, their whole bloodline, and never to return. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. 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 It's gone. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And everything that came with it, all of the thoughts, the mission, all of that gone forever. In Jesus' name. And if it tries to come back up again, you stand and say, no, you're not here anymore. You cannot be here. And command it to leave in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Did you want to say anything, Pastor Proctor?
I'm just saying hallelujah. I'll open my line up for a few seconds, and then I'll put it back on mute. But I'll be saying hallelujah. I was in agreement with you. Glory to God. God's taking care of business tonight.
Amen. Amen. All right. So let's open the line for Pastor Mom. Hallelujah. This is our mother and our sister, Pastor Mom and Pastor Catherine. Welcome, yes. Pastor Mom.
I'm fine. And I just really enjoying it, everything you talked about. And just getting in the phone and let you talk to me. Because I really enjoyed it. And I thank the Lord for it.
Glory to God, Mama. Hallelujah, Pastor Mom.
I just really enjoy it.
All right.
Amen.
And Pastor Mom, while you're on the phone, Pastor Mom, just lay your hand on your stomach right now. And in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God, we just come, Lord God, and we just call forth in Jesus' name healing, wholeness, wellness, soundness, recreated miracle, total recovery and strength to Pastor Mom from the top of Pastor Mom's head to the soles of her feet. We decree and declare over Pastor Mom, no weapon formed against her shall prosper. Every tongue that will rise against her in judgment, we decree and declare to be in the wrong in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you for your daughter. We thank you that Pastor Mom is your daughter. And we thank you, Lord, we touch you with a touch of faith. As the woman with the issue of blood touched you, felt in her body that she was healed, we touch you now with our faith for our mom. And we thank you now, Lord God, for healing, health, and wholeness, that she will even feel in her body healing, wholeness, wellness, and soundness. And for somebody else that's listening, we touch our faith with theirs too. We touch you, Lord Jesus, with our faith for them, that they may also in their lives, in their families' lives, feel the healing, health, and wholeness in their bodies. In Jesus' name, and we give you glory, praise, and honor in Jesus' name. And I love you, Mom. Love you,
Pastor
Mom.
I love you, too. And I really love everything that you said. I thank God for everything in Jesus' name. And
hallelujah.
I turn out to...
Amen. I wanted to say about Pastor Mom real quick that I can remember how she stood for me, and we'll get to the prayer of agreement later, but she really agreed for me to get out of a bad situation when I was a teenager, and her and her friend got together and fasted and prayed for me. I know that that's later on in the spiritual warfare, but I praise God. I thank God all over again that they got me out of a horrible pit. I give God the glory. Hallelujah. Amen. I'll go into it later when we get to that part. But Pastor Catherine, welcome.
Well, praise God for the blessing. And, you know, Mom didn't doze off or anything tonight. She was wide awake and made sure I stayed awake. I looked over and said, you see, I said, I'm not saying, so I praise God. Thank you so much, Pastor Helen. What a great teaching you've done. And I tell you, it's so good to just listen to a message and to also to take notes. And then when you take notes, to be able to apply it in your own life. This week, when I came over here this week, I kept telling Mom that my ear had this pain in it. And I said, I don't know why I got my ear is hurting me like this. I haven't been in any water, anything. It was like I had been in some submerged my ear in water, and it was just paining me. So I told Mama that two times, and when I went and laid down, I said, in the name of Jesus, I rebuke you, and you gonna have. I command you to leave my body in Jesus' name. Now I tell you, when I went to sleep, when I woke up, that thing is gone, and it haven't come back yet.
So Hallelujah, glory!
I'm gonna say thank the Lord that I have something that I can apply this to my life, and I want to just tell you thank you so much, and I thank Apostle. I think this is a good time. For you to be doing this, because we get a double portion for those of us, I know that I listen on Wednesday and Thursday. So this is a double portion, and so it's really getting in my spirit. And so I just want to say thank you. Thank you, Apostle, for having Pastor Helen, and thank you, Pastor Helen, for doing it on your service and in today. So it gives us an opportunity to be able to really apply this in our lives. So thank you all so much, and God bless.
Oh, and God bless you, Pastor
Catherine. We're being saturated. Hallelujah. We're being saturated. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Saturate us. Soak us up. Stop us in this word. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Catherine.
Welcome. You're welcome.
Hallelujah. Okay, we have others who, you guys are really pressing your number one keys. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Okay, so let's start. And for those who just joined, right now, well, Pastor Price has given us a review of the boot camp part one and part two. And then she's gone into part three, and with part three, what she was talking about was our, and I'm calling it our divine delegated authority, and Jesus as our great example. Amen. Hallelujah. And so we're going to open a line. I believe this is Minister Carrie. Welcome, Minister Carrie.
Oh, I'm sorry. Good evening, Pastor Mom and Apostle Kizzy, Pastor Price. I'm trying to get my thoughts together now. I just thank the Lord for how you're going over this, and I have questions, but I won't do it now. But you were talking about years ago when I, came into the Lord, deliverance ministry is, and I know there were several things that just I walked through, and I know he did it, you know, when I came. And then the other night, a couple Thursdays ago, he reminded me of that, and that's when I kind of stepped back and I thought, Lord, I know it's possible, but what's happening now? You know, there are times that it even happened yesterday, that I go into, I sense it and I begin to sometimes don't know how to pray about it, but I know it's there, the presence or something is there. And so sometimes that happens. And so I don't know how to pray about it, but I know it's there. But then I know when it leaves, not with me, but just, you know, kind of moving around sometimes. So those are the questions I would like to. I know I'm not being clear right now, but and that's spiritual warfare, right? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. You know, every single one of us, because of the ranks that the enemy has, you know, they're low-level demons, high-level ones, in-between ones, and stuff will try to roll in our household and roll in on us and try to come up on us. And that's why we try to give a simple way to just deal with it like Jesus did and say, when you feel that presence again and you rebuke right now on my arm right now, where a keloid is, I command every keloid to get out of my body and dissolve. And right there, as you began to talk, all of a sudden, I felt something like a spirit light behind it. And what I do is I rebuke the spirit. Right now while I'm doing that, I rebuke the spirit light behind all keloids on my body, charge and command in Jesus' name, and charge and command it to cease and desist and leave me and not return. And one of the things that, and in Jesus' name, and one of the things I found out where the enemy tips his hand is that it will start off in one place. It might start off in the back, like somebody's right around the kidney area and the back, lower back area is hurting right now. And when I rebuke that from off of them right now, charge in Jesus' name, charge and command it to leave them and not return. And then any other foul, unclean spirits that would be attached onto people, even homosexual spirits, because sometimes that homosexual spirit tries to attach onto people's backside. And I rebuke that from off of them and charge and command it to leave them and not return. But when it tips its hand, it moves. And so then you go, wait a minute, now you was over here, now you over here? So we rebuke it in Jesus' name, and that's why we have to have faith in his name. It's just a simple thing, and it's not a whole lot. I tell, and sometimes I say, even to my children, I say, you don't have to have no long prayer. Just say, get off of me in Jesus' name. Just leave me now in Jesus' name. You leave my house in Jesus' name. You get off of us in Jesus' name. We had an invasion in our household after I started ministering in this message. You know, of course the enemy's going to get mad. And I asked once, I said, keep me in prayer, because one of the weapons of our warfare is that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask by my Father which is in heaven, it shall be done. And when I began to have this service at this time and having the services on spiritual warfare, never in all my many years, and I grew up in the East St. Louis and St. Louis area, never seen nothing like this in my life, that mosquitoes was in my bathroom. I'm talking about all over the ceiling. I ain't talking about no one or two. I'm talking about everywhere you could look at, mosquitoes was everywhere, all in that bathroom. And I had to come and rebuke the spirit light behind those mosquitoes. And then when those gnats try to come in, rebuke the spirit of life behind those gnats and charge and command them to leave my house and leave me and leave now. And there's not a one in here now. Through the goodness of God, through the grace of God, through his mercy. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I can't take no credit for it. I know who got them out of here.
Yeah.
And I know it's God. One more thing, too, I had come in the house because spirits like to attach on the insects or the flies or the different ones. And I had one time, we used to have them little baby ants, they call them fire ants, and God let them go too, and they gone. But one day I woke up, went in my bathroom up around the light, and it was just packed with big black ants. And I had to come and take authority over that, the spare light behind it, whatever it stood for, whoever it stood for, and all it stood for. So there are things that will come in. You may not know all how to do it. You may not know what to do, Minister Carey, how to do it, but if you can just say in Jesus' name, I command and charge you to leave my house now. And have faith in that name. We got to have faith in that name. And that's why next week, Lord willing, there's a concert of us working together. I'm talking of the weapons of our warfare working together. We have about 10 that there are more than 10, but there are 10 that we're going to talk about, Lord willing, next week. Lord said the same. But we rebuke that. And then for somebody, while we're on the phone, Apostle, somebody's hip, I rebuke every spirit and spirit light behind every spirit of infirmity upon the hip. I rebuke you, you spirit of infirmity off that hip. I charge it in Jesus' name. I charge and command you to leave their hip now and not return in Jesus' name. The name of Jesus, I decree and declare over you the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, and the word of God is prevailing over your body. Somebody on the elbow, I rebuke every pain and discomfort from the elbow, the bottom of the foot. I rebuke every spirit, the spirit life behind, now even on the butt. I rebuke every spirit life behind all pain and discomfort to anybody's body that's on this line. And charge and command it to leave them in Jesus' name and not return. I turn it back over to you, Apostle. But Minister Carey, when you see those things, that's God letting you see the discernment. That's where the Holy Ghost comes in. He'll allow you to discern the spirit. And if you ask him what the name of it is, he'll tell you how to pray about it. Because that's what we have to do. We have to let the Holy Spirit. He'll show you what weapon to use, what to say to it, and how to say it. And when you don't know, pray in the Spirit, because I know you pray very well in the Spirit. Pray in the Spirit, and then he's going to give you the understanding on what to do concerning whatever you see. Because there's a whole bunch of stuff that can happen. I mean, a whole bunch of stuff that can go on. But we got the precious Holy Spirit as our helper. He's through Jesus, with Jesus on the inside of us, and he'll be able to help us that we can go forward and be able to know how to stand. And one more thing. The Holy Spirit told me this one time. The Lord said to me, now, Helen, there's a multitude of things that can happen. You can't be around here worried and fretting about what this might be, what that might be. He said, but you got me. He said, and so no matter what, he said, keep your faith and your trust in me. And don't worry about it. Because, all kind of things can happen to people. But God says, I'm covering you by my blood. I'm with you. I'm more than anything that's against you. And he's around us. He's our shelter. We're in the secret place of the Most High under the shadow of the Almighty. So I just say, when you get ready, ask God what that is. And then when he gives you the name of it, take authority over it. Say, in Jesus' name, you leave my house, whatever you are. And if you don't know nothing but unclean spirit, you don't know nothing but an unclean spirit. You don't know nothing but that. And take authority over that. Apostle Minister Carey, Apostle, I don't know who this is what's going on, but I rebuke I've joined you in what you said, Apostle. Every foul, unclean spirit of lust, I rebuke you. Every spirit of lust, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus and charge and command you to leave from every single person on this line and not return in Jesus' name. Now I'll turn it back over to you, Apostle, in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Well, thank you, Minister Carey. Did you kind of get an answer?
Yes. Yes, I did.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Thank you for calling in. Amen. Minister Elaine, you are next. We're going to open up your line. After Minister Elaine, there's two numbers that I do not know. Okay, we welcome you. After Minister Elaine, get yourself ready, 973-954. And then we have a 314-920 number. Welcome you all. And then we have you, Minister Rachel. Unless someone clicks their number one key again, that's where we are. Anyone else, please press your number one key and get in the queue. Minister Elaine, welcome.
Welcome. Yes, thank you. Good evening, Pastor Price, Apostle Kizzy, and Pastor Mom. Oh, my goodness. What a powerful review. So needful, because sometimes, you know, when we operate so much in spiritual warfare, you know, we can take it for granted, you know, the things that we say. And to hear you just go over it again, just is a reminder, the power that's behind the name of Jesus, the power that's behind the authority that, you know, God has given us. So it's just a good reminder, and it was very powerful tonight, and I just want to say thank you so much. But I have someone conference in with me who would like to have prayer. Let me see if she's on. Natasha, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay. All right. You're on.
Hi, ladies. Good evening. That was such a powerful word. And that's something that you just mentioned, the flies and the ants in your bathroom, because I was just telling my husband, there's ants all over my house, and I don't even know, I don't know where they came from. Tiny little ants are everywhere, and I'm noticing spiders in my house, which has never been here before. So I feel like there's an infestation of insects right now in my home. So, you know, that was interesting that you said that you mentioned that. But I need a prayer tonight because there's an attack on my job, and I guess because of the climate of the world right now, I might be losing my job with my health benefits and my retirement and everything else. So I'm looking for a word of encouragement and a word from the Lord.
Glory to God. Glory to God, Sister Natasha. We thank God for you. And Father God, as we just come, we lift up even now, Sister Natasha, to you. We lift up the situation on her job, Father God. Heavenly Father, we know that you care for Sister Natasha. You told us you care for us, and with loving kindness have you drawn us. Lord, you care about the biggest things and the littlest things in our lives. And so, Lord God, we come to cast the whole of the care concerning her job onto you. Lord God, whether they're going to keep her or not to keep her, we ask for your divine intervention, that you would open doors for her that need to be open, closed, every single door that needs to be closed. And Lord God, because you are the way maker, we're asking you, Lord God, to make ways for her in every single aspect. Lord, you hold the key of David. You open and no man shuts. You shut and no man can open. If this is the door that you want to be her to remain in, you hold that key of David. And we ask that you would keep the door open for her, that she may be able to maintain her job as well as the benefits that she has on her job. We ask that, Father God. And then we pray that if that is not your will, because if it's not, then you would give her something better than what she had before. And Father God, as we come, Lord God, but we're coming to you. Lord, as she spends her time with you, she's the one that, as you talk to her and you spend that time with her, give her the direction that she needs. Minister to her heart, Father. That's the kind of God that you are. You're our Heavenly Father, and you care about everything in our lives. And Father God, I also lift up to you, even now, concerning the spiders and also concerning the ants. Lord God, we bind the spirit life behind them. We rebuke the spirit life behind all ants in the home and all spiders and any other kind of insects. We rebuke the spirit life behind them in Jesus' name. And we charge and command it to cease, desist, to leave her home and not return in Jesus' name. Lord God, crown her head with much wisdom, knowledge, and a good understanding. Show her what the part you would have her to do if there's anything, and what you would have her to do or not to do. Show Sister Natasha exactly what she's to do during this time. And we thank you. Now we come back again to the job. We cast again every care upon you. And we ask that you would move quickly, Lord God. You told us to be anxious for nothing, but by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, to let our request be made known unto you. She's let her request. She wants to keep her job, Father God. She wants to keep her benefits, Father God. And so as she comes to give that to you, we cast those onto you, and thank you for moving mightily on her behalf. And then any other desires of her heart, Lord God, we ask in Jesus' name that you would grant to Sister Natasha the very desires of her heart. I see you even like you've been like a Cornelius, and your prayers and your giving has come up as a memorial before God. The seeds that you've sown and the prayers that you prayed for others are coming up on your behalf, on behalf of you and your family and your loved ones. I don't even know if you have a call into the ministry, but you're one of those ambassadors for Jesus Christ. And so he just wants to encourage your heart today to keep looking unto him. The Lord says, keep looking unto me, the author and finisher of your faith. And he is working behind the scene. Resist whatever you do. Resist the temptation to be able to worry or to fret. Give it all to Jesus. And God bless you tonight, Sister Natasha.
Amen.
Thank you. God bless you.
Pastor Price, yes. I just want to say thank you for praying for the stomach. I don't know if it was anybody else. It was definitely mine. and it is gone. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Peace in the stomach.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
If I could just ask you to pray for Aaron and his wife, their marriage right now is going through a big difficulty. His wife has left the house. So if you could just remember them in your prayers, and I know you do. Just remember them.
Are the children with her or are they with him?
She left the children with him.
Okay. Well, Father God, we lift up Aaron and his wife to you, Lord God. And Father God, as we come, we rebuke every work of the devil and his cords concerning the marriage in the name of Jesus Christ. And we pray even this night, Lord God, that even now that you would minister to the heart and the mind of Aaron and his wife and of the children. Father God, I pray this night that I bind and break the power of every work of the devil and his cohorts from around Aaron and his wife and the children. I claim their deliverance and full salvation in every single area. I pray, O Lord of Harvest, that you would thrust forth and send forth specially prepared anointed laborers into each one of their pathways, ones you know that they'll hear and listen to, that you would give to each one of them, because we don't know either sides or what sides are going on and all of that. We just include all the family. And as we do, we pray that you would give even now to Aaron and his wife and to the children daily, moment by moment, Damascus Road experiences, that you would shine the light of your glory and your truth into their hearts and minds, that they may come to even now allow you to be the leading God in their lives. Lord, we thank you now. We're worshiping you now. We don't wait until we see it. We're praising you that your mercy is enduring forever. We thank you for hedging each one of them in on every single side, Lord God. And Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you now. Thank you for the laborers. Thank you, Lord God, for ministering in many different and diverse ways to the both of them and to the children. Encourage the children's hearts. Strengthen them, Father God. Comfort them. In Jesus' name, and we give you glory, praise, and honor. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. I'm in agreement. Thank you, Pastor Price. Thank you, Apostle.
Amen. Amen. I wanted to go back to Sister Natasha for a moment. I did get a visual and a word. As Pastor Price was praying for Sister Natasha, I saw a vision of a clock, and the clock was moving fast. It's like, you know, the hands on the clock was moving fast. And I heard the Lord say that time is marching on and that time is on your side. Hallelujah. So just, you know, I just got the impression of just be at peace over the time. You know, it's going pretty fast, but it is on your side. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. All right. Well, praise
Amen.
God. Thank you, Minister Elaine. Thank you.
Thank you.
For bringing Sister
God bless you.
Amen. And I want to ask this. I do believe, Sister Natasha, we did meet in New York.
Yes, we did.
Amen. I thought that was you. Praise God. Amen.
Yes.
All right. God bless you all. Have a blessed night. Amen. Let's open the line now for area code 973-954. Praise God. Tell us who you are.
That's me. I'm Elaine. I'm sorry. I'm Deborah, Elaine's sister. I'm asking for prayer for my son who had operation on his leg, for healing for that. And he also had was put into a coma, and he came out, and his hands are swollen and trembling. And he's very concerned about that. I prayed with him, but you know, when you're going through it, you know, he has so many things that's on his mind. Can he be resumed back to his job like this? How can he work with trembling hands? And you know, he really must have really touched him because he started crying. And so I asked for prayer for him, and please. Say a prayer for my right foot. I have a lot of pain, like I have something eating at it. But I'm working with a doctor for the leg, but I don't think she's doing very good with it. So I just asked for that, and that was a powerful message, Pastor Kizzy and Pastor Price, a powerful message. It was so much that we read, but so much that we learned, you know, from you, and how to fight, you know, spiritual warfare, and how to take the worries away. So I just had something that I had worries over, and I just didn't know what to do. But I'm going to just leave. I don't know what's going to happen, but I'm going to leave it on the Lord, and he handled it perfectly. I had a situation at the supermarket Walmart today. I had a lot of stuff, and I wanted to see how much it was. The Holy Spirit said, "Don't look at the machine. Don't look at the price." And boy, when after she finished, it was amazing how little it cost, and I knew that was nothing but the power of God. And I said, I just want to thank you, and I just want to pray for my son. His name is Terrell, and I would appreciate it.
Hallelujah. Again, glory to God. God bless you, Sister Deborah. Lord God, as we just come today, we touch an agreement. You told us in Matthew 18:19 that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching, that anything that they shall ask by my Father which is in heaven, it shall be done. And we know, Lord God, that prayer is one of the agreement in prayer is one of the weapons of our warfare. Deuteronomy 32:30 says one could put 1,000 to flight, two could put 10,000. And so as we just come even today, we touch an agreement. I'm going to ask everybody on the line, if you will be in agreement with us for prayer, Lord, for even now for Deborah and for her son, Terrell, in the name of Jesus Christ. So first of all, we lift up Terrell to you, Lord God. As we do so, Lord God, we remit his sins. You said whoever sins we remit would be remitted. Whoever sins we retain would be retained. We remit his sins in Jesus' name. And then we come and we speak to every vestige of all weakness, sickness, disease, infirmity, pain, even all to his hands and all everything that's to his body. We speak to the root of it, the source of it. We rebuke all weakness, sickness, and disease, infirmity, pain, and shaking and tremors from off of him in Jesus' name, from the top of his head to the soles of his feet. We charge and command every weakness, sickness, and disease to leave his body now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And then, Father God, in Jesus' name, because you need me to pray this way right now, I bind, rebuke, forbid, arrest, resist, charge, and command it to cease and desist and be rendered absolutely null, void, and inoperable every spirit of infirmity from off of him, from the top of his head to the soles of his feet, and charge and command it to leave him in Jesus' name and never come back. Lord, I pray, Lord God, that you would touch him and bring forth healing, health, and wholeness that we lay hold to and summons healing, health, and wholeness to every cell and organ and system in Terrell's body, from the top of his head to the soles of his feet. I pray the canopy of your great glory from Isaiah 4:5 over him as a defense and protection against anything that's not of you. I pray for your special protection around him and for speedy recovery in every area in the name of Jesus. Lord, we lift up Sister Deborah to you. We lift up to you her leg and her foot. We rebuke every vestige of all we bind, rebuke, forbid, arrest, and resist. Charge and command to cease and desist and be rendered absolutely null, void, and inoperable concerning Sister Deborah, every vestige of all spirits of infirmity concerning her legs and her feet in the name of the Lord. And even now, from the top of her head to the soles of her feet, we rebuke every vestige of every spirit of infirmity in Jesus' name and command it to leave her and not return in Jesus' name. I pray the canopy of your great glory as a defense and protection over Sister Deborah in the name of Jesus. And I summons and call forth and said, let there be healing, wholeness, wellness, soundness. Let there be recreated miracles and total recovery in every cell and organ and system of Deborah's body from the top of her head to the soles of her feet. I decree and declare your word over Sister Deborah. Even now, Isaiah
54 and verse 17. I decree and declare over Sister Deborah, no weapon formed against her, no weapon of any infirmity to the legs and feet, any infirmity to her body, no weapon formed against her shall prosper. Every tongue that will rise against her in judgment, we decree and declare to be in the wrong in the name of the Lord Jesus. You know, Sister Deborah, when you went to the person, the therapist that you're seeing, or even if when you go to a doctor, they will give us a prescription. And the prescription that they'll give us, they want us to be able to take it if, you know, if we can. Sometimes those medicines can bring, can cause side effects, so sometimes we don't take them like we should. But
right.
In your case, I see the Lord's given me for one scripture for you to do every day. And all I'm asking by the Spirit of God is to do it for the next 7 days. No weapon. Isaiah 54:17. Keep on saying, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. No weapon of, and you can put this in your notes, no weapon of infirmity to my legs or feet, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Every tongue that will rise against me in judgment shall be declared to be in the wrong. This is my heritage, and my righteousness is of God. So whatever you do, just every day. Over 40 years ago, when I first started attending a Word of Faith church, what I mean a church that taught the word, one of the ladies there got very ill. And the one scripture that she began to speak over herself, and I learned it over 40-some years ago, was Isaiah 54:17. No weapon, no weapon, no weapon. And that person that's on the line today that's been having problem in their hip, I rebuke that spirit of infirmity around the hip. I rebuke the root and the source of it. Whatever it stands for, all it stands for, and command it to leave you and not return in the name of Jesus. And for you, just as we're giving to Sister Deborah, continue to speak out Isaiah 54:17 over yourself. No weapon formed against. That's my daily verse. That's literally one of my daily verses. Isaiah 54:17. The word of God says in Job 22:28, if you would decree a thing, it will be established unto you. So when you decree and declare the word over you, shall decree, and when you go to pray, because the Lord let me know you're not a baby in the things of God. As you decree and declare, so Lord, I decree, if you have to write, I write mine down. I write them down. Write it down. I decree and declare.
I'm writing it down.
And do it over you and your son. I decree and declare over my son and myself, no weapon. In their name, no weapon. What is the weapon? No weapon of leg and foot problems. No weapon of shaking in the hands. No weapon of whatever you went in for surgery for. No weapon formed against Terrell. No weapon formed against Sister Deborah. No weapon formed against that person with that hip problem. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. You say, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. And every tongue that will rise against me in judgment, I decree and declare to be in the wrong. So do that for the next 7 days, and preferably if you could do it every day for 20, 21 days, 30 days, and just keep on with Isaiah 54. That's a catch-all. Isaiah 54:17 is a catch-all verse. It'll catch anything and everything. No weapon. You're in agreement with God. And his word, his word runs very swiftly. He watches over his word to perform it. So I praise God. Glory to God.
Thank you. God bless you.
And I'm putting you on my prayer list, by the way. I was uploading my prayer list that I have on Google Docs. I keep my prayer list. The Lord had me to write out my on Google Docs. And I add names as the Lord gives them to me. So I'll be adding Sister Natasha's name on it. Of course, Aaron and his wife are already on my list. And then I'll be adding your name, Sister Deborah, and your son, Terrell, to it right now. And God bless you. Apostle, it's back in your hands. Do you have any prayer for Sister Deborah?
Yes, I heard one thing to pray for Sister Deborah and for her son, Terrell. And right now, in the name of Jesus, we join our faith together with all the prayers that have been prayed. And, Lord, we come against that spirit of trauma right now in the name of Jesus. We see you, you spirit of trauma, even trying to bring fear and trepidation into their lives. You cannot be here. You have no right. You have no authority. You have no permission. And as we join our faith together right now, we command you and charge you to get off of them now. In the name of Jesus, and never to return. And then, Lord God, we thank you for your peace. Let your peace rule and reign in their hearts and their minds. Hallelujah. Let your peace be a garrison around them, Lord God. Hallelujah. A fortress, a fort, a military. Hallelujah. A military fort around them in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Let your peace mount guard on their hearts right now. Let your peace just climb up on their hearts right now in the name of Jesus. Peace beyond all understanding in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for doing it now, Lord God. Hallelujah. Peace, peace, peace beyond all understanding. Replacing that spirit of trauma even now. And we give you praise for it, Lord God. We give you glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you both. I appreciate you.
Amen. God bless you. Have a blessed night.
You too. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Now we have area code 314920. We'll open up your line. Tell us who you are and welcome.
Thank you so much. My name is Ellen Maria Wilcock. I'd like to say the message was very, very, very good for me, especially hearing about the faith. I come from a background of strong believers, and I'm a believer. But sometimes you kind of waver a little bit. I have a couple of things I like for prayer. First of all, beyond the problem that I have with health, I pray for stronger faith because there was a time when I could feel that it was stronger, but I am a little weak in my faith on knowing or hoping that it'll happen for me. I know that it can happen, but my thing is, Lord, is it in your plan for me? Will you do it for me? That's the first thing. And then the second one, in a minute, I'll explain what it is. The second one is about as I was listening to your message, my son called in, and I told him I'd call him back. And he said, Mom, tell him to pray for me too. So I will share with you briefly a little bit about praying for my son. My situation is, first of all, God has been very, very good to me in many ways. And in this particular way, I praise and thank him for this. I have diabetes, type 2 diabetes, and it has taken a while for me to really realize how to work with it. And I thought I had it under control, and I was really happy about it. And all of a sudden, one night, I had a pain behind my eye and then behind my head. So I went to the eye doctor. And had that not have happened, they would not have discovered probably in an early stage that I have diabetic macular edema, which means the blood vessels are making fluid behind the eye and it's leaking and I could lose my vision. And so I thank God for allowing me to go in for something else and finding out this is what the problem is, and it had nothing to do with having the headache. So one doctor wanted to do laser, one doctor wants to do injections. Don't know which way to really go, but I'm thinking the injection is the better of the two from all the different sources that I'm getting information from. And I'm not comfortable with the doctors here, so I'm going to go down to Texas where my son is, where I got the information for the injections. Now, the thing about it is I'm afraid. I'm afraid for them to put a needle in my eye to give me the injection. I will have to have the injections over a period of months, once a month to begin with. And I'm afraid. So I need more faith that God will deliver me all the way. And if he chooses not, for me to be able to accept it and that they can do this injection so that it doesn't get infected and that it'll get better. There's no cure for it, but they can get it to a point where they can get it so that I don't lose my vision. So that's what I'm asking for, more faith. I'm asking for God to grant this miracle because I know that he can. I've heard of miracles happening, and I believe he can. I also want to hear from God. I have dreams every now and then, and sometimes I know their meanings and sometimes I don't. I've heard him call my name in past years, but I haven't heard him call me, and I stress out and cry because you don't have to beg God, but I'm even begging, Lord, please talk to me. I want to hear from you. And I get frustrated because I think it must be me, because I know God is almighty and he's probably talking and I'm just not hearing him. So that's the three things for me that I really, really need to have. And then for my son who's going through some different trials and tribulations with the job and marriage, I'd like for you to pray for him that he's strong. And I would love to see the miracle for me so that I could be a witness to show him how good God is. You know, sometimes people need to see other people in order to, they believe, but when they really see it, then they become strong. And I'd like to see him become strong in the Lord. So those are my concerns that I would like to be prayed for.
Amen. What's your son's name and his wife's name?
Donovan and Tanisha.
Oh, Lord.
Donovan.
My son's name is Donovan, and his daughter's name is Tanisha.
Oh, isn't that something?
Okay. That is something. Oh, bless the Lord. Donovan and Tanisha. I was writing it down in my prayer book right now so I could have it there. Sister Ella Marie is your name, right?
Yes, Ella Maria and Donovan and Tanisha. Our last names are Wilcock.
All right. I just put the first names right now, but I just thank God, and I'm going to start off, and then I'm going to yield over to Apostle, because I believe that the Lord has given her a way to pray with you, especially where things are concerned, you know, with your body. I join, first of all, my prayers, Lord God. We come. I thank you for leading Sister Ella Maria to this line tonight, Lord God. And even I think about it, her name is Ella, and my great-grandmother's name. My great-grandmother's name was Ella, Lord God. And so I lift up Sister Ella to you tonight, Lord God. And as I do so, Father God, we come and we speak to every vestige of all weakness, sickness, disease, infirmity, pain, discomfort to her body. We speak to the spirit of light behind the diabetes. We speak to the spirit of light behind all fluid behind the eye. We rebuke it at the roots in Jesus' name and charge and command it to leave her and not return. We command all fluid, everything concerning her body, to bow its knee to your name, Lord Jesus, your blood and your word. I know that Sister Ella was saying about her faith, and we have to have faith. I know, Father, as we come before you in your name, Lord Jesus. So we come this day and rebuke everything that's not of you from around her body, charge and command it to leave her and not return. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And then
Jesus.
I don't know what's going on in her back of her hip, before the front of the hip was hurting, but at the back of the hip, whatever's going on concerning Sister Ella's hip, I rebuke it at the root in the back and charge a commandment to leave her and not return, whatever it stands for and all it stands for. I also lift up Donovan to you and Tanisha. I pray, Lord God, that you would work in their marriage. You specialize, Lord God, in working in marriages. And, Lord, this day I bind, rebuke, forbid, arrest, and resist every work of the devil and his cohorts concerning their marriage. And I ask, Lord, for your divine intervention in it. I bind, rebuke, forbid, arrest, and resist every work of the devil and his cohorts concerning Donovan and Tanisha. Lord God, I claim their deliverance and full salvation in every area. I pray from this day forward, Lord God, that you would open the eyes of their understanding, that you would give the both of them the spirit of wisdom and revelation, including Sister Ella even the more. Give each one the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of you, your word, your purpose, plan, and your destiny for their lives. Make it so plain, Lord God. And then I pray that you would give to each one of them Damascus Road experiences, that you would shine greatly the light of your glory and your truth into their hearts and minds, Lord God, that even now that they may come to know you even the more in a very real and personal way. And Father God, I know that when you call, Lord God, there's calls upon our lives. And so I'm just asking, Lord God, that even if this is a seed that Sister Ella has sown tonight of her time, because time is a seed too. Lord, she sowed her time of the time of her seed, the seed of her time tonight to come and sit up under the word. And faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And just as in the army, Lord God, the regular armed forces, they many times have to be trained at least 3 months even before they get into basic training, Lord God, so that they can know what to do and not to do. I pray, Father God, that Sister Ella will position herself
to hear the word of God. For it is your anointing that will destroy and annihilate and obliterate every yoke that comes in our lives, that she can be able to hear the word and to grow thereby. Lord God, I pray that you would order her steps. Lord God, whether it be we have so many things available to us on the internet, Lord God, that are good things in the word of God, that are on, and on television, Lord God, even though there is the pandemic and many people may not be back in churches, but there's still, Lord God, so many ways that we can get fed on a daily basis. So I ask, Lord God, that you would lead and guide her to the feeding place you have for her so that she can grow strong in you and, Lord God, and get closer to you even during this time. And I pray, as she said, that you would give her her miracle, that it would be a witness for her son. Give her miracles in her life in Jesus' name. Direct her, Lord God, by your spirit. Even in Jesus' name, whether she is to, if she is to have injections or lasers, or that she might not even have to have it at all, Lord God.
Yes,
and so
Lord,
we're praying, Lord God, that you would direct, that you would lead and guide in Jesus' name. And we're thanking you now, Lord God, for her healing, health, and wholeness, as well as for Donovan and Tanisha on their job, on his job, that you would intervene on their jobs and their marriage and in every single area of their lives in Jesus' name. And Apostle,
in
I yield to the
name.
Person Spirit of you, and that you may pray through her in Jesus' name, that you may pray
in
for
Jesus'
her.
Name. Thank you
Jesus.
So much. And
amen.
I do know that I know that God knows our names that we're saying, but if you need to put it down, it's Ellen, and not Ella, but Ellen, if you need to put the name in the book.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's E-L-L-E-N?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, okay, all right. Well, my sister's name is Ellen, so E-L-L-E-N, all right.
Yes.
Ellen Maria.
Okay.
And is Maria,
yes.
Is Maria M-A-R-I-A?
Yes, and it's all one name. It's not a middle name. It's all one name.
Thank you. Oh, I apologize. My name is Helen. My name is Helen, but it's with one L. It's not H-E-L-L-E-N. And I tell people
okay.
It's with one L. So you've got Ellen with two L and Maria, this one name. All right.
Yes.
All right. I got it.
Thank you so much. Okay.
All right. Let's see if Apostle is going to pray for you. Let's see.
Okay.
Amen. Amen. We continue to join our faith together right now. Hallelujah. And as you were, as Pastor Price was praying, I was, you know, listening to the Lord, and he said, you are hearing from him, and your expectation is that you're hearing from him in a certain way, in that first way where you heard him call your name, but he's still speaking to you. And many times it's like, a thought just came off the top of your head. You know, that's what we call it. I had that off the top of my head. And all of a sudden, I knew what to do. That's him talking.
Okay.
That's him talking. And then even as you read the word of God, he's talking to you as you're reading the word. And he said, let you know that. And also, as he provides the opportunity for you, do a study on the goodness of God, the goodness of God,
the goodness of God. Okay.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. And then I want to pray also about your eyes, just to join, you know, with the prayers that are being prayed and that have been prayed. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God. We just give you praise right now, Lord God. And we see your anointing, Christ, in Sister Ellen Marie. Thank you, Lord. Christ in her, the hope of glory. Out of your belly flows rivers of living water. Hallelujah. And the yoke-destroying, burden-lifting, continual, tangible, manifest presence of God is going from your belly right now into your eyes.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes.
Causing every artery, every vein, every part of your eye, there it is. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
To
yes.
line up with the word of God that says that by his stripes you are healed, and by his stripes you were healed. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus.
I'm just perceiving that there's like a burning behind your eyes right now. He's burning out everything that's not like him. There it is. And he's burning in healing, health, and wholeness. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. He says, I do live in you. I dwell in you. I have my being in you. And I'm moving and flowing in you right now and causing healing, health, and wholeness to manifest. Hallelujah.
Yes.
The next time you go in, hallelujah. But even before you go in, you're going to know a difference.
Okay. Thank
difference.
You, Jesus.
Are you seeing different now? Are you able to see things?
Yes. I mean, I wouldn't have even known anything was wrong with my eyes. See, everything is fine. And even the doctors are saying, well, your vision is 20/22. You know, I wear glasses, but with taking the test and all, it's 20/20.
Yes.
But they
yes.
see this problem and they say that my vision would go away. It's just in the early stage.
Okay. All right. When they check it again before they start this procedure, they're going to see something different, saith the Lord. In the name
Amen.
Of Jesus. Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus.
And you continue to stand on the word that your vision is good, that you can see by the Spirit of the true and living God, that you can see. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And just, you know, continue to stand on that. Amen. I see he's done something even tonight. Amen.
Okay. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank
All
you,
right.
Jesus.
Amen. God bless you. Thank you for calling.
Oh, yes. I will call again and listen in.
Amen. Amen. Okay. God bless you. And we thank God for Evangelist Shirley sending you our way. Praise God.
Yes. I was getting ready to say that she's the person. Yes, I was getting ready to mention them, and I want to thank them, too. Yes, Miss Shirley and Janza were the ones that told me about, the broadcast tonight, and I appreciate God sending them my way for that, because that's all good. That's God's goodness speaking to me. I should say that. He's speaking to me that way as well. I enjoyed
Amen.
It, and I will be back on again.
Amen. Amen.
Thank
you so
Shirley
much. Have a blessed night.
Thank you now. Bye-bye.
Amen. Minister Elaine just texted me, and she said that she was perceiving something in the right eye as we were praying. So praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, we're going to open the line for we have Minister Rachel. We are in overtime right now, in case anybody wondered. See, most of you are staying here with us, so praise God for you. And I pray that God is touching you. If he has touched you and healed you while we've been praying, press your number one key real quick and let us know about that. Amen, because I believe that's going on as well. Minister Rachel, and then we have Minister Delison next. Amen. Minister Rachel, welcome.
Hi, everybody.
My goddaughter. Hi.
Hi, everyone. Oh, just encouraged. And it was like a fire spark, like listening to how God used my god aunt, which I really thank God how y'all stand so firm, and each of y'all when I hear how the Lord help y'all to use y'all weaponry so boldly and know who you are in him. It just like, I mean, the Lord had me doing some things here, and it was just very encouraging, very strengthening, and just, it's like a spark, like a fire, a Holy Ghost fire, just, and it, even the song was coming up in me, and it just reminded me of his word and reminded me of whose I am, and just began to declare and decree and speak things that should be spoken and rebuke things that need to be rebuked. And I thank God for when I started praying about that, lest it go into the generation, yes, so it won't go into another generation, because God is blessing me with a male grandson. And so I just thank God, because I don't know about the father background and stuff like that. So I, and our
yeah.
background, you know, some of the things that I've learned about, oh, wow, we needed the blood of Jesus to purge everything that is not like him out of every generation of every one day. And I started saying the last names of the of ancestors and stuff. And I was like, thank you, Lord. I'm so glad that he had me to listen in on. It's always a blessing, always some treasures that we can hold on to. So God bless each and every one of you. May he keep y'all strong in Jesus' name and hold you up and just cover you.
Thank you. And
cover you, because as you was interceding, I was praying that Daddy God, please cover, because we know the enemy is mad because you have been standing and declaring, but the blood of Jesus against him anyway. We ain't got to be afraid of his time, because we know he's defeated and we are winners in Christ Jesus. So I love each and every one of y'all. Stay encouraged. And I love you, Pastor Mom, and everyone else. So bless all of y'all.
Amen. Thank you, Minister Rachel. Hallelujah. Amen. You sound nice and strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Have a blessed night.
I need to say it's like a charge, like you know how you charge a battery? It's like we in Christ Jesus, we had to just hook back up, all of us, unified in him, to stay charged. Today was a charge.
Amen.
And a reviving. I needed that.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Minister Rachel. Yeah, I got charged up tonight myself. And you were talking about, like, fire. I am so hot. I have a fan. I'm fanning myself. But with the presence of the Lord is just heating up the place.
Amen.
So, amen. Amen. Thank you so much. Have a blessed night. Okay, Minister Dellison, wow, welcome.
Good evening. Good evening. I just want to say good evening to Pastor Price and good evening Apostle Kizzy and everyone on the line. You know, when I called in tonight, I said I wasn't going to say anything. I'm just going to receive what the Lord has for me. And he blessed
mm-hmm.
me so much that I could not call and just thank him, just thank God for what came forward to me, because there was a lot of things that was for me. But one of the things I do need prayer in, that as I'm drawing near to the Lord, I really need prayer in being consistent and spending time
mm-hmm.
with the Lord and being more disciplined and spending time with the Lord. So I really want prayer in that area. And my middle son, I'm praying for him to be married. His name is D-I-A, and Zakia. They've been living together for some years, and I'm just praying that if it's God's will, that they will have a marriage. And I have three sons, and I want their hearts to meet Jesus' heart. So that's my prayer for tonight.
Okay. For your three sons.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And how do you spell your name? Because after I got Sister Ellen Marie's name wrong, I better ask how do you spell that?
Okay.
How do you spell?
Dellison is Dellicent.
Is that D like in what is that? Like in Diane? Is that the D?
Yes, it is Dellicent.
Okay. So spell it one more time for me.
E-L-I-N-C-E-N-T.
Oh, Dellison. Oh, that's beautiful. Sister Dellison. Now, what is the name of your three sons? Give me just their first names only.
Jamal. Jamal, J-A-M-A-L.
Uh-huh.
The middle sign is D-I-D-I-A.
D-I?
And the D-I, D like in David, I-A.
D-I-D-I-A, okay,
Yes.
How do you pronounce
the third
son how do you pronounce the middle son name?
D-I.
Oh, D-I?
D-I.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Like I, D-I.
So it's just D-I-A?
Yes.
Okay, D-I, okay.
And Amir, A-M-I-R.
A-M-I-R. All right, I got their three names on my prayer list, too. I'm just adding on my prayer list as I go along. And I want to make sure I got the names right, you know, and Sister, you're Minister, Minister Dillison? Are you a minister?
I'm in ministry. So I'm not, have a title of a minister. I don't have a title, mean like, I don't have it on paper that I'm a minister, but I'm a minister in the name of the Lord. As far as, I'm into ministry, but I'm not a minister.
Okay, all righty. Okay, all
She's
right. Praise God.
Reconciliation. I can vouch for her.
I don't know, huh? I'm just saying.
I can vouch for you.
I mean, I didn't go to theology school. I don't have no documents, but I love the Lord. That's all I know. I love the Lord. That's
Amen.
All I know. And it took me some time to realize when you work for the Lord, that is a ministry. So, So I work on doing more of his work.
All right. And that is okay, what did you say now?
You were breaking up.
Oh, okay, I was going to say when you were talking about being closer to the Lord, it all kind of lies down to a decision, because the Word of God talks about the joy of the Lord is our strength. If we want His joy, then we have to spend time with Him, because He said in His presence is fullness of joy and pleasures forevermore. So what ends up happening is just like when prayer, when I go to pray and I'm an intercessory prayer warrior, sometimes I'm tired. And I don't even think it'd be, sometimes I think it'd be outside influences, which is the enemy that tries to put a sleep spirit on me. And I'll hear the Lord say, He said, I have need of you for my service. Now that's an intercession. But then there's the time that He just wants to spend that time with us. And so that's going to be the time that if you really love Him, and you want to be able for Him, you know, to be able to be closer, that's what you have to make and say, Lord, I want to spend that time. And if it means whatever that you're doing, if you watch television, stop maybe a half hour before time and spend time with Him. Whatever it is, find the time that, you know, because He's worthy. He's worthy of all praise and of us spending that time with Him. So, and if you want the fullness of His joy, God said, draw near. And in fact, during this time, Sister Dillison, during this time that we live in right now, it's going to be very important for longevity for those who will spend time with God. We've got to spend time with Him, His Word, and in fellowship with other believers so that we can stay strong, not just one part of it. Because any part of it, you know, spending time in prayer with Him, communication, hearing from Him, letting Him lead in God, you know, leading God, you know. It's just like with your son. My son calls me every single day. He lives in California. I live in Memphis. But he calls me every day. And when, you know, because he wants to be able to talk to his mom. And so where you with God, he said, he's just letting you know, you want to spend time with me? I he said, do me like you would do your son or somebody that you love so much that you want to spend some time with him. And so just, you know, and I can't really talk to you like a baby because I know in the spirit realm, I don't even know you naturally, but I know by the spirit you're not a baby. Many on this line are not either.
But you know where I fall short is that it's that every day, certain time. It's like I pray every day, but I think I should do more. It's like I wanna be with him a certain time of day. Like you said, your time is midnight to 3. So when I go into my prayer time, I either get tired, I fall asleep, or it's no consistency of my time with him. And
well, one good thing about our commander in chief is that we can all throughout the day, there are spaces when we go to the bathroom, we can spend time with him. When we're driving in our car, riding on, even if we're walking or in, if we're on public transportation or driving in our car, we can do that. Well, we can even put the TV on mute for while we're sitting there and just say, I'm just going to spend this time. And he'll bless.
Yeah.
He takes the, even, you know, because that's a seed. That time with him is a seed. And so during this time, then he, what he says, seek him first, the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added. There are things that you're desiring of him. And as you spend that time with him, he's going to do it for you. And I believe God. So and it's really not about, I guess, the spending. You want more consistent. So, Father, I just pray, Lord God, not only for Sister Delicent, but I pray for every one of us on the line, Lord God. But there are ones of us who are pressing in and wanting to be closer with you and spend more time with you, Lord God. And we ask for your help. Lord, there's nobody that can give us the help like you can. Now, Father, I don't know what this is, but I rebuke it. I rebuke all backstabbing pain. I rebuke every pain to the back. I rebuke the spirit life behind that pain, of like a stabbing pain to the back. I rebuke the root and source of it. Charge it, command it to leave whoever this stands for and all it stands for, and not return in Jesus' name. Father, I lift up Jamal, Dia, and Amir to you. I bind and break the power of every work of the devil and his cohorts concerning them. I claim their deliverance and full salvation in every area. I pray, O Lord of harvest, from even this day forward, that you would thrust forth and send forth on a day-to-day basis, moment by moment, specially prepared, anointed laborers into their pathway, ones who can plant your word and water your word, and that you may give the increase in each one of their lives. Send one, a special anointed laborers to them, ones you know that they'll hear and listen to. I pray that, Lord God, you would draw them with your love and with your kindness, that you would open the eyes of Jamal's and Diaz and Amir's understanding, that you would give them the spirit of wisdom, Father, and revelation in the knowledge of you, your word, your purpose, plan, and destiny for their lives. And then I pray, oh, Lord God Almighty, that you would give them as you did even to Saul, who became Paul, that you would give each one of them Damascus Road experiences, that you would shine greatly moment by moment of every single hour of every single day, that you would shine greatly the light of your glory and your truth into their hearts and into their minds, that they may come to know you in a real and personal way and draw near to you. Lord, I give you thanks, Lord God. I ask that you would meet Sister Nelson at the point of her need, whatever the need might be. Grant the very desires of her heart, Lord God. Open every door for her that needs to be opened, but close very tightly every door that needs to be closed. I pray, Lord God, in Jesus' name, that as I felt that stabbing in the back, if there's anybody, Lord God, there's some backstabbing spirits where she's concerned, I pray Luke 12, 2 and 3, let nothing be hid. This is the devil that's not uncovered. Let nothing be covered that's not made known. And give her the wisdom to deal with what you show her, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lead me in the direction. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Apostle King, back over to you.
Amen.
Apostle, are you still there?
Yeah,
Apostle?
I'm talking into the mute. Excuse me.
All right.
Praise God. Thank you. And I, you know, I joined my faith together. I mean, with everything that was said from the Lord. And what I was hearing was that God is going to give you creative ways to spend time with him. It may be something that you like doing, you know, like and maybe you haven't done in a long time, like you might like coloring or painting, you know, and there are, you know, Christian coloring books that you could sit there and color. And then meditate on the Lord while you're doing that, you know, or he may have you think, you know, something that looks like it's like way out or just different than you would expect. expect someone to spend the time with the Lord. You know, he's going to show you how to spend time with him. You know, and it's especially now, I believe you have retired. Praise God.
Yes.
You know,
amen.
From the workplace.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Congratulations.
Yes.
And so,
Thank you.
Have like have more time to spend with him. And, you know, so it may be something like that, you know, like something that you wouldn't even think, what, a coloring book? That's not praying. That's not spending time with God. But, yes, it is.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. You get a Christian coloring
amen.
Book, you know, and just, you know, or however he says, or just, you know, walk around singing and praising
mm-hmm.
him or, you know, he'll give you different things.
Well, you know,
and I, go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Now, the only thing I was going to say is that I do go to him during the day, but I don't know. I feel like there's a need to be more disciplined around spending that certain time, like to meet him every noontime every day. That's my mind thinking that I should be meeting him a certain time every day.
Well, if he's saying that, then that's cool. But if he's not saying that, maybe he wants to meet at 11:30.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, if we're not
yeah.
on a time
I'm thinking,
like
uh-huh.
the like Islam. You know, they have certain times of the day. You know,
yeah, they do.
The call to prayer and everybody stop and do This is not,
because I hear so many people say, well, I meet God at 5 a.m. I meet God at this time and that time. And I was like, okay, I need to put that in my, you know, I need to do that. But every time I try to do it, it's not consistent. So it's not like I'm, but
you,
I don't
you
know.
Need to hear from God
I'm glad.
When the time is.
Because
uh-huh. he
I'm glad I mentioned it, huh?
He sets the date and the time and I'm let me
mm-hmm.
tell you this. For years and years, you know, Pastor Price, you know, I've been around her all my life and she has her time
yes.
of prayer. You know. And mm-hmm. then other people I've talked to, they have their time of prayer. Well, I never thought I had a time of prayer. You know, but I talk to God, you know, throughout the day and all of that. And it wasn't until, I want to say three or 4 years now that my sister, Pastor Catherine, has a prayer group that's at 6 o'clock in the morning. And I always
mm-hmm.
said, And so one day I just said, Lord, if you wake me up, I'll pray. He's been waking me up for about 4 years now. No clock, no alarm.
Okay. Amen. Uh-huh.
But I just yielded to him and said, Lord, if you wake me up, I'll pray. And that's what he's been doing. So leave it to him. Don't, you know,
Ooh.
Just call about.
Thank you. I needed to hear that. It's just so, I just got a sense of freedom by what you just shared with me. I just think, oh my goodness.
Amen.
It's been like a weight on me, a weight.
Yeah. Praise
Ooh.
God.
Thank you, Jesus.
You're free in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. God bless you. So glad to talk to you. Hope
God bless you,
Apostle.
And you know, and it's such another blessing is just to hear you and your sisters in Christ, you know, or in your mom, you know, how you love the Lord and how you're, you know, ambassadors for the Lord. It's such a blessing to hear that tonight. It really was.
Praise God.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. Blessed night.
God bless you, Apostle. God bless you, Pastor Price.
God bless
Amen.
You.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, Evangelist Shirley and Sister Janza.
Okay,
the Lord.
Well,
I'm going to tell you, my friend called me, you know, Miss Ellen Marie Wilcox.
Yeah.
She called me because she wanted you to know. She said she didn't want to call you because she's scared that she might mess up and hang up. She wanted to listen. But she is so excited because she said, ask me, did I say anything to you about what I was? I told her no, and that you had mentioned her hip. I didn't say nothing to you about that. I want to let you know you're right on the money. Thank you, Holy Spirit. It was her right eye, and it was her and it was a hip that no that she hadn't even mentioned to you, and neither did I. She wanted to let you know. She thanked you so much.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, the right
Glory
eye came from Mary Lane. She was listening and in prayer, and she lives in North Carolina. So she was listening and in prayer, and that's what she perceived, that it was the right eye as we were praying. So God got you. Hallelujah.
And someone mentioned that the hip, and I know nobody said, because she didn't even say that. But she, as she said, she put her hand on her hip when you said
it. Yeah, Pastor Price, right? You said that, right, Pastor Price?
And the Holy Spirit just kept illuminating the hip, just illuminating the hip. Yeah, he just kept on illuminating the hip. And so I said, okay, I couldn't even ignore it. Just like when we were praying with Sister Dellison just then, I just kept, like somebody was taking a knife, stabbing in the back. And I just had to come and pray that. How you do? Is this Evangelist Janza? Or Evangelist Shirley?
It's Evangelist Shirley. We're both listening.
All right. God bless you. Y'all one of my favorite teams, especially when y'all pray in the spirit. God bless you all. God bless you.
And thank you, too. Thank you so much. And I'm going to let you go. I don't want to keep you, but I want to thank you and may God bless you. And also, well, I talked to Apostle Barbara. She know what we talked about. So, you know, I hope that you talk to her about that.
Amen. I'll let her know.
Okay. Praise thank God. You. And I'm gonna get off the line. Thanks. So somebody else can get on. Thanks.
Amen. Thank you.
All right. God bless the both of you all.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Just such a blessing. And God gives you that confirmation. And you know what he'll do, like, you know, he has you call out the hip and everything. You know, just even to just say, hey, I see you. Here's something you didn't even say you needed healing with. I see you. I'm really here. I'm doing this with you. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. So now, as we get ready to close, like we are half an hour into overtime, which is just fine. As we get ready to close, I just wanted to give everyone an opportunity. If you want to, if the Lord is leading you to sow into Pastor Price, you can do that. If you have a Cash App, you can sow into her via Cash App, and you can just do it at $GloryToGod39, and the two in Glory to God is the word T-O. So Glory to God, T-O, God, 39. Amen. And, you know, just please feel free to just bless her as the Lord leads you to do it. That way you'll do it good and cheerfully. But, you know, I just want to say this kind of teaching like this, people would charge a whole bunch of money for this kind of teaching. Amen. So just talk to the Lord and let him lead you. Amen. And then Pastor Price is, she's going to make a certificate for us. those who would like certificates at the end of the boot camp. She's putting those together, and the certificate is just not something that you're just going to take and throw in a drawer somewhere. But the certificate's going to be a keepsake. I mean, beautiful, because God has gifted her with graphics. It'll be beautifully graphically done, and then it'll be, like I said, a keepsake in that way, and also a reminder of all the points that she made, including the scriptures, you know, the scripture references that go with those. So this is something that you want to hold on to. You want to get it, hold on to it, and refer back to it. Some of you preachers will preach from it. Praise God. Amen. And so her email, you can email her. Her email is helen.price, the number one, at gmail.com. Helen, H-E-L-E-N, Helen.price, P-R-I-C-E, the number one, at gmail.com. And just send her a short email and say, you know, I want to, you know, I'm committed to doing the boot camp, and I'd like to get a certificate, and just, you know, put your name on it. I don't know, what else do you need on there, Pastor Price? Just a name?
Yeah, just the name, just the name. Tonight, when I was, I started to upload one on the page, because on it has, like, if your name is, I've got one with your name on it already, and Sister Trevis, Minute Reverend Trevis, and it has certificate of completion. This acknowledges that Apostle Barbara Kazee has successfully completed the God in the Mist Get 'Em Radio Boot Camp, basic training in spiritual warfare. Then there are three columns. One has, we're soldiers in the army of the Lord, with the scriptures under it. The next column is the weapons of our warfare. 10 weapons are listed there. And then the next column is the whole armor of God. And at the bottom, it has the month, the day, and the year that we will finish, which is at the end of September, Lord willing, and then the signature and the title that, you know, that's on there, that we'll put our signature on there and present it, you know, and we'll send it to them so that they can have it, like you said, as a keepsake. And it's gold and black. It's gold, black, and white. So it's really nice.
Okay. Do we need addresses?
We'll send it to them on the email. The same email that they email me on, then I send it back to them on the email. In fact, on some of them, if they look back on their emails, some of them I've already put an example of what they'll receive. If there are some people who will go back to their email when they sent me the email, if they go back to it, they'll see it there.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Price. And I've seen a sample of it. It is beautiful. It is beautiful and extremely informative. Praise God. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
So, and then Pastor Price, I'm just going to say a little bit about the Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts, and we'll get right back to you to do our closing remarks and closing prayer. This has been an awesome, awesome night. Amen. So our next Get 'Em Radio broadcast is going to be this Sunday, the 19th of September, at 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern, the East St. Louis Christian Center Church, where Pastor Mom is our senior pastor, and I am the apostolic pastor, and I will be preaching on this Sunday, and a series from this Sunday and next Sunday called Psalms, Hymns, and Spiritual Songs. And we have a special guest who's going to be speaking to us as well. So we're going to kind of call it a duet preaching or a little tag team preaching, but we're going to do that this Sunday. So come, you will enjoy. Amen. You'll be blessed. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. The Lord is speaking. And this is the time to sing. Hallelujah. That's what I'm hearing. It's time to sing to the glory of God. Okay, on Monday, we have Lunch with Lorraine, Discovering God's Hidden Treasures. That's our Bible teaching that we have every Monday, 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern. And we don't open the lines like we do on other broadcasts, so it's a listening type broadcast. And so, like, while you're having your lunch at 12 o'clock or 1 o'clock Eastern time, you can just, you know, put your earplugs in, earphones on, and just listen to the Word of God. And God has gifted Dr. Lorraine to really dig into the Word of God in such a wonderful way. And so you will, again, be blessed. On Tuesday, we have Praying in Tongues Tuesday. And we have volunteers who come and pray in tongues for 15 minutes at a time. And I want to invite each and every one of you who's here, if you speak in tongues, come on and speak in tongues for 15 minutes. It will change your life. Amen. And so what we're doing is we assign four people to pray in tongues for about 15 minutes. And then after each one prays in tongues, then we get an interpretation of the tongues. And it has been totally incredible. We've been doing it for a year now, and I believe we're just beginning to dig into what God is doing. Hallelujah. And so that is on Tuesdays, every Tuesday, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. On Wednesday, our next Wednesday broadcast of prophetic healing will be October the 13th, and that is the second Wednesday in October. So mark your calendar, set your cell phone alarm. Second Wednesday of every month, you make it here and bring somebody else with you who's in need of healing. And that's 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. And what happens is that the Lord will reveal ailments that will be healed, and what God reveals, he heals. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So even he revealed a hip today, and that lust spirit, he revealed that. Nobody asked for prayer for that, but he revealed it. So the healing is there in the name of Jesus. Also next Thursday, we'll be back again with our dear Pastor Price and boot camp. Hallelujah. And basic training in spiritual warfare. So we have two more Thursdays with that. And as I said, for the boot camp in any of our over 1,000 podcasts, glory to God, you can just Google Get 'em Radio, GITM Radio. And we consider ourselves a reference place where you can find out so much information. If you're trying to buy a house, you can come to Get 'em Radio. We'll give you some information. You want to know about cryptocurrency? Go to Get 'em Radio. Hallelujah. We had three broadcasts on cryptocurrency. Amen. You're going through any kind of bereavement in your family? You can go to Get 'em Radio. We have some information on bereavement there as well. I mean, it's so much. It's such a reference place from a Christian perspective that you can go to and just, you know, hear what the Lord has said about many different topics. Praise God. Amen. So thank you all very much. Thank you, Pastor Price. Definitely enjoyed you today. Definitely I have been soaked up in the spirit. Nice. I mean, just a fire so hot. I got a fan myself. Praise God. And so we want to hear from you, closing remarks and closing prayer. And you feel free to talk about Wednesday night as well.
Glory to God. Thank you so much, Apostle, again, for having me in the service tonight. I thank God for him moving by his spirit tonight and just ministering to us, through us tonight, and for all the people that even gave a word and came on to speak tonight. I thank God for each and every one of you. I pray tonight as each one of you go to sleep that God will give you a peaceful, beloved night's sleep in Jesus' name, and that there'll be no hindrances to your sleep as you go in Jesus' name. Apostle, on Wednesdays, we have for our service the date night. It's at 6 p.m. Central Time, and it can be found on my page, on the Facebook page. It's a public setting, so you can, I mean, there's the link on there, and you can come on the Zoom, and we have, and you would think it's going to be exactly like what we're doing now, but it's not. I just love what the Lord is doing. Like with tonight, we are in that third section of was in the third part of how we're doing the boot camp on this particular Get 'Em program, and then on the one that's on Wednesday night, we're still doing boot camp, but he's taken us into certain areas in each one, and they all complement one another because he's growing us and he's strengthening us. So I thank God for that. And thank God again for each one of you tonight. So, Father, I ask that you would bless and keep each one, that you would greatly make your face to shine upon each one, and that you would just bless each one to draw nearer to you, that you yourself may give them the very desires of their heart. Lord, we thank you and ask your blessings in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus Christ. And we worship you tonight, Daddy God, in Jesus' name. Amen. Apostle, it's back to you.
Amen. Amen. And I don't know if you said, but Pastor Price's Facebook page is Helen God Favors Me. That's one word. Helen's Faith God Favors Me, Faith Price. Amen. Amen. So God bless all of you. May God redeem this time and strengthen you greatly. Love you all. Have a blessed rest of the night.
Yeah. Y'all tell the people them, don't.